You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
This should be an interesting one with her drinking.
Yeah, I'm apparently aggressive and mean or something when I'm drinking.
Who told you that?
And you guys said that before?
Yeah, I think you did say
yeah,
she
was aggressive.
The night we went out, she got a little aggressive. Not aggressive like flirty aggressive, like aggressive like violent aggressive. You're like, let's go kill somebody. Yo, guys, let's go kill somebody.
She doesn't flirt. If she wants your dick, she's just going to take it.
Pretty much. I don't flirt. I don't know how to flirt.
So how'd you get your current guy right now? You didn't flirt with him? You didn't like him?
Everybody is attracted to Miss. It's not the other way.
No, I just is.
She looks like she could take a dick.
Yeah, pretty much.
Tits.
He had said that about me before, too.
What?
Like, years before that.
Put those tits away. This is in Africa.
When I first started working at my job, they were like, this one kid was like, oh, did you see the new girl, Missy, or whatever? And he's like, yeah. He's like, she looks like she knows her way around the dick.
Wow. Some women pride themselves on their dick-taking abilities.
He's a good judge of character.
Apparently.
He nailed it on the head.
Yeah, yeah. Missy just oozes cocksucker.
I want to blow you.
Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers.
Watch out.
For real, because who ain't got no feelings. Feelings.
I got this. Just watch my back. I got this right.
Check it out now. I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. Tomorrow comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share for all those who wanna profile and pose. Rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for himself in his land, we be gunning. And keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around, but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face, you're in the wrong place. Cowards like you just get their whole body laced up with bullet holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched. You can put your whole army against my teammate. I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing. Your simple words just don't move me. You're minor, we major. You're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player. Don't make me have to call your name out. We cool as featherweight. My gunshots will make you levitate. I'm only 19, but my mind is older. When the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold. Another nigga deceased, another story is told. It ain't nothing really. And yo, done spark the Philly. So I can get my mind off these yellow back niggas. While they still alive, I don't know. Go figure. Meanwhile, back in Queens, the realness and foundation. If I die, I couldn't choose a better location. When the slugs penetrate, feel a burning sensation. Getting closer to God in a tight situation now. Take these words home and think it through. Or the next rhyme I write might be about you, sonny. This ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please Skype in. Our Skype name is Jersey Jerks. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Don't forget that you can email us, too, at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. And welcome to the show.
Oh!
I should have spit a dope verse.
You should have.
Yeah, because that's what everyone wants to hear. Your fucking voice. Sounds like the DOC after the car accident.
Oh, so.
She sounds like Lotto.
Blah, 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 blah.
No, fuck you.
You could take a picture of my rear end so you don't forget my ass.
What's he look like, a worm? What is
a
it?
A worm with braids.
Yeah.
It's all you, miss.
Yeah, that's
me. He likes that, apparently. A worm.
You look like a snake!
What the fuck?
I have no idea.
Oh, man.
I like how everybody said they were tired and you guys were all like acting like you were in the fucking, what was it called?
Hmm? What are you talking
about?
The
dungeon? What?
The dungeon?
In 8 Mile, where is it?
Where
do they have the rap battles?
The dungeon.
Right near the dragons.
Yeah.
What?
Where were the rap?
Dragon?
At the factory?
The factory?
What the fuck? It's one of my favorite movies of all time, and I can't even fucking think of
yeah,
it.
Keep yeah, keep going.
The factory, the yeah, dungeon.
The Ford factory.
I'm an idiot.
The warehouse.
The grocery store.
You're just a woman with a small brain.
What the fuck? Look it up.
Cellar.
It's not the cellar. It's the fucking...
The what?
And I hate you again.
It's...
Missy Dum-Dum style.
It's the...
Dungeon.
No, it's not the dungeon. When you say it, I'll know. He raps about it.
The underground?
No.
The garage.
What is it called?
The basement.
The factory.
Yeah.
The pizzeria.
Fuck you guys, I'm looking it up.
Way to bring your shit to a screeching halt.
Whatever.
Stupid bitch.
If you guys know, you should tell me so I don't keep talking.
No, keep talking.
You know why we don't know? Because we don't give a fuck.
The faculty?
The what?
I don't know.
The faculty.
Like teachers? I don't get it.
Fuck!
The
God
what?
Damn
the church.
It.
She's a retard.
The church?
The basement.
The
crawl space.
The man cave.
The fuck is going on here?
What is it called?
I don't know.
God damn it. I have to read all the things.
Is it that important that you have to find out?
Kind of, yeah. You could have
really fucking stupid.
You could have looked it up, and then I would.
No, like Chris said, who gives a flying fuck?
I care.
Okay.
Why does no one else care?
You're out of your fucking mind!
I can't believe nobody else.
What do you have,
cares.
AOL? Dial up on the.
I'm looking at the shelter.
Oh, the shelter.
Oh, God, all that for that.
Jesus. Anticlimactic.
What? Nobody gives a shit.
I thought it was the faculty.
You should have known that. How many shelters have you spent your nights in?
Hey!
I should have came right to your mind.
Yeah, right.
Fucking needle hanging out of her arm.
I'm fucking dying, light. Man!
The house ran out of gas. We had nowhere to go.
Shut up.
Plumbing was backed up.
I've never been in a shelter. Fuck you guys. That sounds terrifying. Whatever.
It's where you drug addicts end up.
Come on, you want to spit a rhyme? Spit a rhyme.
I can't rap. We tried this, remember?
Come on.
Marco has a beard, and it's really weird.
Oh, you gotta come up with something different than that.
Yeah, I can't rap.
Yeah, you can.
I've never freestyled in my entire life.
Sure you can. Come on.
No. Just pick something, and you try to rhyme.
Why don't you do it?
No.
Why don't you rap about your Gatorade?
No.
You used to be a rapper, Marco.
Yeah.
Bring it.
Yeah,
come
you used
on.
To spit hot fire.
Where's the Marvel notepad?
Drop me some 16s.
No, you dropped 16. You just said you wanted to do it. I'm not a rapper.
I never said I wanted to rap.
Just said you should spit 16.
I said you should.
No, you should.
Bob Rap.
Bob Rap? Is that my name?
Yo, this is Bob Rap. What's up?
Chris, spit hot fire.
I'm about to go shit hot fire.
No, I can't 16. Rap.
All right.
No, man, I can't. It's hard. It's horrible.
Can you write?
No. I can't rhyme.
Can you spell? Can you read?
I can't rhyme things. I'm not a poet.
All right, enough. She's not going
to
do it.
I'm not doing it. Even though that is a good beat to do it to.
I thought you'd be motivated with that. It's your favorite movie?
I can't be... Listen.
What?
The goal in life is to...
There we go.
Jesus
words
Christ.
Of wisdom. From the
it's
Buddha.
To always know your strengths and your weaknesses.
All right, what's your strengths? Okay.
You are in bowling.
Anyway.
No, don't ruin it. No.
My weaknesses are I cannot rap. Therefore, Do not try and rap.
Marco, it's useless.
Sorry, wrong one. No, that's right.
You'll fuck yourself.
So that's it. I can't. Strengths and weaknesses. Weaknesses, Missy cannot spit hot fire.
Out of your pussy, you can.
I can't. I've never even tried, though, really. But okay. I feel like I couldn't. I can't write it on a piece of paper.
Because you can't spell.
I can spell. Okay. I can spell like a motherfucker.
Spell motherfucker.
M-U-T-H-A-F-U-C-K-E-R.
Correctamundo.
What? I did it like Urban Dictionary. Like how...
That's wrong.
Cunt.
What? C-U-N-T. I can spell good. I can.
I can spell good.
I can read good. I can read. I'm reading an amazing book right now called Serotonia.
Everybody poops. What's it called?
Serotonia. Yeah. It's about this guy and his dreams that when he's on these fucking pills.
Oh my God, who the ecstasy? Hell cares?
No, it's like these, it's stuff to treat as post-traumatic stress disorder.
Oh.
It's fucked up.
Sounds awesome.
It's fucked up. It's scary. Yeah. But it's good. I like it. I enjoy it.
When do you have time to read?
I make time. It's important to me.
Between lines.
When something's important to you, you make time for it.
Jesus Christ, another,
well, it's another word of wisdom.
It's important for you to learn how to not have the weakness of not being able to rap.
Exactly. Maybe reading will make me be able to rap.
I doubt it.
No, I know. I've been reading my entire life, and I can't rap.
Jesus Christ. Between all your concerts, I didn't know when you would have time to read.
She's.
I've been chilling on the concerts.
She's demoted her vocabulary.
Just noises.
Just grunts. My girlfriend's niece does this awesome grunt that has been, it's caught on. Now we all do it, like me, her family. She does this when she's not happy. She's like, meh. So it's completely caught on. So now when we're like disgusted with something, or if we're unhappy about something, we're like, meh.
Meh.
There's a guy at my work that does that. We do the same thing.
My girl will be like, what's the weather supposed to be like tomorrow? It's supposed to rain. Yeah. Pretty soon we're gonna talk like the aliens from Mars Attacks. Bah!
Bah, bah, bah.
Is that it?
Is that what they talk?
Yeah.
Bah, bah, bah. Fob, what size sweatshirt should I get you? 5XL.
Meh. 5XL. Meh.
Holy shit.
She knows not to buy me clothes. Her size, walking into like casual whale.
That's gotta be rough on her.
Yeah. I need a sail. With a hood. Do you guys sell tents?
Oh my God.
Ponchos? No.
Camping section. Back at the
left. My sweatshirt says Coleman. My underwear says Igloo. Oh, that's funny. It hurts a little, but it's funny.
That's funny.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
What's up with that Fitbit, Miss? Give me some more info on that Fitbit.
She has a small device clipped to her shirt right above her left breast.
Yeah.
It's a Tippit.
It's a Tippit.
It's a zip. It's a Fitbit zip.
It's a Fitbit zip.
But it's not syncing.
It's ironic.
I mean, sane.
She can't keep anything zipped.
Her mouth, her pants.
Fuck you.
Shut the fuck up!
Listen, I've been getting my period. Everything is gravy. No more.
Oh, God. That's gross.
Oh. Now she's spewing gravy.
It's a heavy flow.
First kids, now gravy.
Oh, my God.
What's next?
Sausage and meatballs.
Why do you put it there? You don't put it on your hip. Is it, doesn't matter where it goes?
Doesn't matter where it goes.
Okay.
You just couldn't really see it there, and it was accessible.
Okay.
Did you have to tell us that you're getting your period for what?
But that there is no more children inside me.
That's a pussy, by the way.
Just to let you guys know, just an update.
Has a rash on her pussy.
Young Mike just did a fist pump.
Yeah, probably. I don't blame him.
He's probably at home, like, jumping around, jumping on his bed.
Yep. He probably smelled it before she left.
Oh, my God.
It's common.
Are you wearing a change belt?
Well, you know, with the noses on them Jews, they smell like
I smell money.
You hiding something up there?
Oh my God.
That's when she really wants to have a good time. She puts a quarter up there.
Go get it.
Oh, that's great.
She's a piggy bank.
Oh my God.
She's a pig bank.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ, you guys are coming in full fucking throttle, dude.
Fuck off.
You jerks.
Meh.
You idiot.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
That's funny. Do you wear that? What happens if you wear it during sex? Like, what does it? Does it?
I don't know. It tracks steps.
Oh, so you're not really taking steps.
Well, I think it tracks activity.
Like heart rate and shit like that?
I think so. No, I don't think it does any of that. Because it's not connected to it.
So it's a shit bit, because it sounds like it doesn't
fuck with it, too.
I don't know. The fucking app's not working. It's driving me insane.
So what are you wearing it for? Decoration, if the app's not
working?
Well,
no, now. Well, it's still tracking my steps.
Okay.
So I'm still getting that.
So every time your tip bounces, it counts a step?
Yes. I just stand in one spot. Just
cheater.
She sneezes like two steps. That's you.
And measure it in Richter, you know, instead of steps.
Good God. Yeah, you know, my brother has one. He's got the normal one. And it tells him everything. I mean, it literally tells him how many times he was restless during sleep. So, like, 9 times he was restless during one night's sleep. Jesus. The night before. I was like, no shit. It tells you that? Wow.
See, that's impressive.
Cool. Does it say whether or not you have an STD? Can it tell that? Low sperm count? What? Tell me. What's it got?
Is that, like, the ghetto one? Or is that, like, a Fitbit?
It's a Fitbit.
Okay.
It's made by Fitbit.
Okay.
But works for me.
Hmm.
I didn't know if that was the Runnymede version of it.
No, it's an
you buy it up to the generator outside.
you buy it at, like, the gas station.
Oh, my God.
You get $10 regular, and can I get a Zip Bit?
Who knows with you, Mitt?
This is true. This
you
is,
all right?
This yeah. is true.
Jesus. It's like you're short circuiting over there. Who knows what...
I think I have an heart attack.
Do it.
You're overdue. Hey, you want to be number one on iTunes? This is it. Yeah. Here's your moment. Here's your 15 minutes, dude.
I'll let you know when my left arm starts hurting.
No, don't call 911 yet.
Hold on a second. Get the cameras rolling.
Hold your breath.
My question is, how are we getting you out of the basement?
I'd leave it to them.
They're not going to be able to carry your fat ass.
Who's them?
The ambulance.
He's pointing at me. Leave it to them. I know I'm big. 2 people? I'll throw you out the fucking window on the thing.
I'm strong.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it'll track how many pounds she's lifting on a Zip-In.
To be continued.
It'll start beeping. Team lift.
Oh. Fuck me.
Anything else you want to make fun of her about?
No, I think that's good right now.
Cool.
I think we can move on. Move forward.
Thanks all for right. putting up this show from last week, jackass.
I've been busy. Sorry if young Mike wants to hear it. And only young
Why
didn't
he listen live?
We didn't. Oh, he had to work.
Oh, well, it's on him. So you got to make all the money in the world? Doesn't he own 10% of everything anyway? Isn't that like reparations for the Holocaust?
Oh, my God.
He's got to have a rich family member along the bloodline somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? He does. Yeah.
Is that why you're wearing that hat? It's like a bigger yarmulke.
Do you know that there's never homeless Jews? Like, that's an actual stat. There are no homeless Jews. None.
Really?
None. No Jew. No homeless people are Jews. They might have.
How do they get that stat?
They might have, like, if they're, like, watered down, if they're mutts and have a bunch of different ethnicities,
yeah.
They might have, like, you know, a grandmother who was Jewish or something. Right. But there are no full Jews that are homeless.
Where the fuck did they get that number from? Like, how can you tell? They walk the streets with a.
First of all,
they do a census.
Yeah,
they walk up.
They go around. Yeah, they go around and ask homeless people.
Are you full Jew?
Are you full Jew? I'll be whatever you want for $20.
Shut up! I'm not Jewish.
Not even a homeless guy would be Jewish for $20.
No, there's no homeless Jewish people. No. And even if they were homeless, it would only take a month to get back on their feet.
Oh, yeah.
Because they'd clean the entire city, pick up all the trash, sell it. Next thing you know, they're living in a penthouse.
There'll be no change on the floor anyway.
Hey, weren't you... Wait, didn't I see you at the shelter a couple weeks ago? How'd you get that Mercedes?
The shelter.
Yeah. I brokered a deal with the shelter.
Future gave it to me.
I won a rap battle at the shelter. MC Shevitz.
Is he 100%?
No.
Okay.
No.
He's enough, though.
Yeah, his mom's Jewish.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. His foreskin's Jewish.
He's no foreskin.
Oh, really? He's a bone cock?
He's a normal cock. Yeah. He's even an anteater. I want to be with him.
No, the Jewish part was cut off at birth. Who the fuck came up with that? Like...
Jews want to keep everything.
No. No, but they're the ones that started that whole snipping shit. The whole circumcision. That's their thing. Why? Why?
Mm-hmm. What? You want me to look it up?
What you... Why? Yeah, look it up. Go ahead. R&D department.
I figured they could sell it.
Does anyone need a flesh ring?
Oh, my God.
Anybody want a calamari?
Oh, my God. It would look like calamari.
Yes, it would.
Holy fuck. I'm never going to be able to eat calamari. Holy shit.
It's fish foreskin.
Jesus.
They just, the whole village just clipped them off and sold them as a basket of calamari.
What do you got, miss?
I'm looking for the
You should be a whiz at phones at this point. You should be able to take one apart and put it back together.
I don't like you, jerk off.
Okay, ready? What the fuck is happening?
Do you remember that?
Oh my God.
Do you remember that? Do you remember that? Boom, boom, boom. I'm not getting it. Boom, boom, boom. I'm not getting it. Boom, boom, boom. I'm not getting it.
Fuck
boom,
you.
Boom, boom, boom. I'm not getting it. Boom, boom, boom. I'm boom, boom, boom. I'm boom, boom, boom.
Oh my God.
That's great.
All right. It started in the land south and east of the Mediterranean. With Sudan and Ethiopia. also Egyptians and Semites, then by Jews and Muslims. That's where it started.
But
15,000 years ago.
Yeah, why do they snip it?
15,000 years of snip dicks is a lot of calamari.
I mean, it doesn't really say. It just says that. I mean, it doesn't really say, like, why they do it. They say it possibly is done for hygienic reasons.
That's bullshit.
But also was part of their obsession with purity and was associated with spiritual and intellectual development.
You idiot!
No well-accepted theory explains the significance of circumcisions. But it is appeared to have been endowed with great honor and importance as a rite of passage into adulthood.
Bullshit.
It was usually performed in a public ceremony emphasizing the continuation of family generations and fertility.
Cock. Ball.
Yeah, but...
Could you imagine going through that as an adult?
Dude, I had a cousin that went through it when he was like 13 years
old.
That's
ridiculous. No fucking way.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I mean, it is hygienic.
If I ever have a kid, he's not getting it done.
No.
It'll be his decision.
Well, he's not going to do it later in life.
Then he doesn't need to. There's nothing wrong with it.
No.
It's all horseshit. It's just whatever bullshit fucking religion did this. Started this. Who fucking has to get anything cut off when they're born? Besides the umbilical cord. Honestly.
I mean, you don't have to, but...
It's a big thing now. Like, there's a big debate whether... You should do it.
There's not as many as there used to be anymore.
Nope.
So
nope.
A lot of people are not.
It says you can get chronic urinary tract infections though if you have it.
You gotta clean your shit though. I mean,
no, you don't. It's self cleaning.
Like an oven.
Like my oven. Yeah. You twist your left nipple and it just cleans itself.
Yeah, but it reduces the risk of HIV infection. Like, I don't know.
What?
That's what it says.
Really?
Yeah, it says circumcision in general is associated with reduced rates of cancer, causing forms of HPV, UTIs, cancer of the penis.
UTI.
Sexual diseases.
Who are you calling a bitch?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Any other bad stuff associated with it?
No, I mean, I think it's a good thing.
Dick cheese.
Like, I don't know why you guys are born with it, but I guess...
Then why not snip labias?
For what reason?
For the same reason. So you don't get urinary tract infection.
But we don't have any weird flap covering things.
Excuse me? Sometimes it looks like a fruit roll-up down there.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe you can. Maybe there's an option if you have, like, a super meaty vagina as an infant that can, like, snip... I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud.
I mean, in certain cultures, women get their clits cut off.
Yeah, but that's genital mutilation.
Exactly.
But that's for punishment.
No.
I'm going to call the police.
The kid was just born. You don't have to punish him yet. I get that being pregnant could be tough, but you don't want to cut his dick off when he comes out.
I have a mental erection.
Oh, God. I don't know. If I was a dude, I wouldn't want a flap.
It's not a flap.
It seems like it's a flap.
It's a turtleneck.
It's disgusting. That sounds gross.
That's basically what it is.
Yeah, it's a turtleneck. Yeah.
I've never seen a fucking anteater in real life.
Is it an anteater? Is that what it is?
I call it an anteater.
Is that what it is?
Because it's fucking weird to look into me. I'm looking it up.
It's not like it looks like the end of a Bazooka Joe. You know, the twisty wrap at the end. It's not like it looks like that.
So you just pull it up.
I'm looking up images.
Like you're rolling up a sleeve.
I hope you're not on my Wi-Fi.
Looks like an anteater.
Really? You want to fuck a dude that had that?
Fuck no.
Stop laughing at me, please.
Apparently Marco would.
Come on my face.
Ew, it looks weird. It looks real weird.
You want me to finish him off? You
fucked me, man.
Boom, boom, boom.
I'm not good at it.
Boom, boom, boom.
Is it just because it looks weird, or are you scared of the sanitary issues?
You're a whore.
I'm not scared of sanitary issues now, but...
You of all people.
Shut the fuck up. I mean, I feel like it'd be weird to put a condom on it.
It goes in circumcised, comes out uncircumcised.
The vagina's like a catcher's mitt. It gets everything.
Jesus Christ, guys.
I'm right here.
Whore, slut, bitch.
All right, all right.
You're a whore, and your mother was a whore, and her mother, and your father used to turn tricks at a gas station, because he was a whore, too.
But anyway, yeah, like, I don't
That's
know.
That's because she's a slut.
I know people that have had sex with uncircumcised people, and they said it was weird, but they...
You little hoe.
Really?
Yeah.
They say why it was weird?
Just because it looks weird. It's not like what you would think a normal... penis looks like.
All right, but they don't have to look at it during sex.
Yeah, but if you're giving them a blowjob or
that's
something,
different.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What's that, a Skittle? It's like a couch and catches stuff.
Do you know what's funny is that I've never worried about that in my entire life, though. I just, like, always assume.
Yeah, you just suck whatever's in your face.
No. I just always assume. I'm like, just like, nah, it's normal. Like, I would never, like, be surprised.
She's like, oh, it's like a present. I get to peel it back.
I would run.
What would happen if you're like...
I would be such an asshole.
I'm zipping some dude's pants and you...
I would be like, deuces, stay black. Like, I would not be okay.
So
it would
be a black dude.
No, I feel like all black guys are probably circumcised. I don't know. I just feel like all men are circumcised. I've known men that aren't, but I never fuck with them.
So uncircumcised guys, uncircumcised guys are negative, and fat guys are negative. Good. Okay.
Uncircumcised guys are
and fat guys. That's
no,
good.
I have no problem with fat guys. Shut
good,
the fuck
good
up.
Stuff.
I don't care about fat guys.
Exactly.
You've never fucked a fat guy in your life, and you're in your 50s. Obviously, you have a huge problem with him.
I told you I had sex with a stocky guy before.
You stocky, not fat. Stocky.
I don't know. What the... Whatever.
You're looking at fat.
Okay.
Okay?
I don't have a problem with fat people.
You fat piece of shit!
Of course, you don't have a problem with fat women because hanging with a fat woman, you look much better.
What the fuck?
So you want them in
No,
your
that's
crew.
Not how I roll. No.
She doesn't do fat bitches either.
You don't do fat bitches either?
I mean, I would have sex with a fat guy before I'd have sex with a fat girl.
Exactly. She's like a guy.
I feel like fat girls smell.
Whoa.
In their vagina.
In their vagina. is your boyfriend rub off on you? You both sound like Woody Allen.
The vagina smells. Because she's fat.
You're so Jewy.
Oh my god.
Jewbacca.
Fuck. Is that because of just the mounds of flesh around it and it's sweating?
I don't know.
That kind of thing?
Kinda, yeah. Like, I feel really, like, uneasy. My stomach is very unsettled by you saying that.
Really?
So I don't think I would be attracted to that, no.
Okay.
I think it would be like, fuck no. I don't know. Smells are important to me.
No shit.
Smells are important to me.
And then if it smells weird, it's probably going to taste tangy or something.
Of Whoa. Course it is.
Goodbye!
Tangy.
Tangy. If it smells, it's tangy. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like where your tongue tingles.
How many tangy bitches have you licked?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
How many nasty smelling bitches are you?
This sounds like an experiment you had.
Like, listen, remember?
Tanya sounds like you're a whore. So
she was doing like the Pepsi taste test, the Coke challenge.
Oh my god!
She had a huge bushy poon.
So you've actually experienced some tangy poon before?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
there's dude, tangy poons out there.
I've experienced. Yeah,
you don't have to be fat to have a tangy poon.
No, no, no.
That's what they call poon tang.
Oh my god!
Oh shit! I mean, I can assume everybody's had their share of off smelling.
Yeah, it
happens. Poon, right?
I mean, and off
when you can smell them for 3 days later, yeah
that's
off smelling.
And off smelling penises.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never had an off smelling.
No, but
yeah, but your guys is probably were like, oh shit.
Oh, listen, I'm not going to lie. On a hot day, I'm sure it smells like a Whopper with onions. you know, listen, I'm not gonna force feed it to anybody without a shower first. I mean, I don't expect to eat pussy after a bike ride.
Yeah,
you know,
like, I hope not.
Christ,
like after the gym. Oh,
yeah. Well, actually, yeah, it's not so bad. No? Yeah, unless it's hot yoga, then it's like, all right, it's microwaved for a little bit.
It tastes like hot yogurt.
Oh my god.
Oh shit, I'm gonna fucking vomit.
Huh?
You thinking about past
Listen, I've smelled people before, like just walking by.
Walking by.
Yeah. No, and it's not the BO smell, it's like ass smell. So you know, it can be pretty fucking rank. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I can't describe you the smell that I smelled, but it was bad. It was just like
poop.
No, see, that's the thing.
Like
it's not like
ass?
Poop.
Like
it's
sewage?
It's like yeah, it's sweat. Like, and... It's like sweat. It's like badussy.
Oh my god!
You know
what the fuck?
Boss,
what did you say?
Badussy.
Badussy?
Yeah, you heard of Badussy?
No.
What? Bad pussy.
Yeah. Oh no, no, never heard of it.
It's actually either that or balls, dick, and pussy.
Yeah.
Or butt, dick, and pussy, or whatever.
I got it.
You've heard it. It's been in.
It's in Friday.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Is it?
It's yeah. in Friday. Like oh, Bernie Mac.
What's
says
a Benjamin?
It.
You're having one of those moments right now.
But how do you say it?
Badussy.
Badussy.
Yeah. I thought you laughed because it was a reminiscence.
No.
You're like, I never heard of that.
Never heard of it.
Making up words.
Why, you're black? You dated black chicks in high school?
You're known for it.
You're known for it.
How do you spell that?
Badussy.
Badussy. Badussy. All right. Is that in the Urban Dictionary?
It should be.
Oh, God.
It should
yeah.
be, yeah.
Badussy. Never fucking heard of it.
Yeah, it should be.
What kind of Molignans it is?
Hey, man, revoke my ghetto card.
No shit.
Man, I never heard
you're
of
you're an
that.
Old man.
Yeah, your brother card is revoked.
Jesus.
Wow.
But Dussie says booty, dick, pussy.
Booty, dick, pussy, that's
an
it.
An Urban Dictionary.
Yeah. So it's like all three smells together.
I got you.
Add a little heat. Maybe it's
an onion.
I can't wait till your next ball drops. Christ. By the time we're 60, he'll sound like a man. He's like, Badussy. How do you still have voice cracks at 41 years old? Jesus Christ. I mean, she's supposed to be female and her voice doesn't crack.
That's true.
You got more of a manly voice than me.
Yeah, right?
I do.
She has bigger stones. Yeah, Badussy.
Another miserable night. Badussy.
Whoa, fuck.
Jesus. I can't believe that escaped me. Badussy.
Yeah.
Fuck. God damn it.
Yeah, Badussy. But it smells fucking bad, though. It's like... It's really fucked up. Have you ever smelled really bad, like, you know, whatever?
Yeah. Hell
it's,
yeah.
It's and I'm not just talking about one specific thing. Like, I'm not talking about bad pussy.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know, or in your case, bad penis. You smelled a bad penis. Apparently a rotten penis you smelled.
Yeah, where it smells like...
A gangrenous.
It is hard to explain. But
how does a penis smell?
It's God.
Get on your knees.
A penis.
You
walked right into that one.
Hit him right in the mouth.
Holy God, smell it.
Oh my God.
That's it, I have to move. I gotta sell my house now.
Oh shit. It is getting hot. I'm just fat, but I'm having a small heart attack.
That came out of left field. Chris was not expecting that.
Hey, get on your knees.
You're so nonchalant about it.
Get on your knees. That sounds like an opening.
Ah, shit.
Man.
I beat your dick off with both hands. What's up? Let's go.
Holy shit!
Oh, man. He's jizzing all over my face.
So go ahead, answer his question. How does a what? A bed?
Yeah, but I mean, how does it smell like?
He wants to know how your dick smells.
Yeah, whip it out.
It just smells like
you smell bad pussy, right?
Yes.
Different smell than a bad pussy?
Oh God, yeah.
Okay, which is worse?
Pussy.
Of course.
Yeah, it really is. I think because it's internal.
I agree.
So it can fester.
I agree. It's like a flesh envelope.
Yeah.
It holds in all the juices.
Yeah, but a guy's but balls can smell really gross because
of course they can
because they
sometimes they touch the floor or they they dunk in a toilet. I mean it happens.
Yeah. Oh God.
Especially at our age.
Yeah. Right. I hurt my balls the other day. I accidentally banged my ankle.
Oh my God.
But no wonder you're so good at soccer.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, it stinks. It smells. It smells like dirty.
It smells like dirty.
Like cheesy.
Like cheesy, but like, I don't know, like feety.
It smells like a foot.
Like feety.
It smells like the inside of an old sneaker.
And then feety dick and
feety
like,
dick.
That new rapper?
Feedy Green.
Oh my God. Like
Feedy Pablo.
Oh my God.
Feet Rose.
So like you get Feedy
Feet
Dick. Rock.
Feet Nice.
And then you got like farty balls.
Farty balls. Balls.
Feedy dick and farty balls.
There you go, dude. That's it. Write that down, Mark. So you don't forget to name this show. Feedy dick and farty balls.
And that is...
Can't put dick down.
That is bad.
Feedy dick and...
Feedy dick and farty balls. Well, the farty balls make sense because it's very close to
I
the
know,
back.
It's very close.
You know, sometimes you get a nice little vibration if you sit
I
right.
I was just going to ask you that.
Yeah, yeah. If you position it right, you can make the fart go forward and just your
that
balls.
That makes me so sad.
Why?
Because it just does. Like,
I love it. Why? Because you've never tried it? No, because she probably tasted so many shit nuns.
Oh, God. It just makes me think, like, how am I not gotten pink eye? More in my life.
That explains why you have brown tongue.
Get the salad tossed.
Yeah. Oh man.
Jesus.
Feedy balls and or farty balls and feedy penis. Feedy dick.
Feedy dick.
Feedy dick, farty balls.
Yeah, it's no fun. And it can be tangy as well with the tangy tongue.
Now, do you continue and just power through it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It depends on how bad it is.
You have an aftertaste? Like,
well, no, then I'll say like...
Well, you'll know if she switches from the 69 position back to the normal. Yeah, that means that it's not tolerable.
She's like, taste this shit.
See, girls are smart. You know what they do? They grab their cherry chapstick and they put a little right on the bladder. So they just smell that.
Like vapor rub.
Yeah. Like Vicks.
They're like, it's better.
Holy fuck.
My head hurts.
Oh, yeah. You got beads of sweat there.
You think? Yeah.
Your face
you
is
try
right.
hold. You try holding an extra 150 fucking pounds every day. Woo! Oh, Christ.
I mean, we've all powered through ourselves. I've powered through. No, you've stopped?
Oh, I've stopped. I've, really? You have
Dude,
to.
Dude, I've stopped.
You have
Maybe
to.
Maybe I haven't had it that bad. I know your story, but...
Yeah, yeah. No, well, she wasn't the only one.
Oh, yeah, you've had...
He's had an assortment of bad pussy.
Just like Marco. The only difference is I don't marry them.
Twice.
Touche.
No, seriously, I've had a couple different that I had to stop. Like, you know you have to stop. Because when you start gagging, it's close to that. It's like, it's like one of those
things. How do you stop? What do you
just stop.
No, you gotta be smooth about it. That's when you stick your dick in instead. You just stop eating and get up.
Oh, that's what I mean. You continue, you soldier through, like, just fucking them.
Yeah, you don't finish eating pussy.
No, I know
God,
that.
God, are you crazy? No. You can't. You'll fucking throw up in
it. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, God. Jesus. Like, right
You need to isolate that ending and use that as a separate bite, because that's funny.
We might get better. Miss.
What?
That's from your bedroom.
No way. I hate that.
That's her brushing her teeth.
You don't make that kind of noise?
Gaggy noises? Yeah. No.
This is from her bedroom.
Call my face, Bob.
Hello.
She's a dude.
That's right. He's fat.
Yeah.
Be fat. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you don't remember that?
Goodbye.
But yeah, there's times that I've stopped and it's like, yeah, why are you stopping? It's like, your shit smells.
Oh, you've actually said it?
Absolutely.
And what was their reaction?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it?
Do you want to have sex? Okay.
Now your shit smells.
Okay, now you got whatever funk he has.
Your vagina smells like a foot.
it smells feety and farty.
You have a feety, farty vagina.
But no, you just fucking, sex is sex. It's going to smell and there's going to be things and that's what it is.
You know what's a fun smell? Fun smell is when you have sex the night before, and then the very next morning, before you do anything else, you have sex again. Oh, that's a wonderful scent that lingers around the room.
I was going to say, I hope you're being facetious.
No. The next day, after a nice, hot, sweaty night of sex, and then you get up the next morning, the first thing you do before you do anything is have sex again.
Yeah. And it smells?
Yeah, it smells like sex. Doesn't smell like feety balls. Well, I don't know. I don't know that one.
Get on your knees. Get on your knees.
I'll have to test that theory out. Jesus.
Athlete's nuts. You never had that issue?
I guess I've never paid attention to the smell afterwards.
Well, it smells like sex with rubber and, well, if you use a condom, it's fucking...
Sex, rubber, heat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never paid attention to it. I'll have to do some investigative work.
God forbid if the girl wore fucking knee-high boots all night, so you know that lovely smell when they come off.
Yeah, it smells like feet.
It smells like balls.
It smells like my balls.
Yeah, get on your knees. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's like the worst. When a girl takes her leather boot off after a long fucking night.
Yeah, dude, I know.
It's just like, yeah, sex is out of the question now. Because unless you leave your feet outside.
and girls think it's like a guy fetish for them to leave their boots on while you're... No, I just don't want to smell your fucking disgusting feet.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because, you know, when you start having that intimate moment where the clothes start coming off and she starts unzipping the boot, you're like, no,
leave it on.
Yeah,
I want that heel print on my shoulder.
Yeah.
Wait, is that true?
What? Okay. Miss is like, fuck. All the times I've been fucked with my boots on.
I was just like, so many things are changing in my head.
Nobody wants to smell your feet.
Dude, sometimes my feet can stink, so I get it. I wear a lot of fucking boots.
Now, let me ask you this. Here's a pivotal question. Mm-hmm. Has your feet ever smelled like any dick and balls you've had?
No, sometimes they've smelled like, holy fuck. But then I just like...
Is that an actual smell? It smells like holy fuck in here.
Yo, I'm not Missy even took playing. Her shoes off. And the other day I did this. I slept over Young Mike's, and I didn't even tell him this, and he's listening. And I was wearing boots, and I was like, I'm sorry, my feet smell. He's like, oh, whatever, blah, blah. I went in the bathroom, and I washed my feet the sink.
So what?
I don't know.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep him from having to throw up in his sleep.
You leave the boots in the room or outside the
door? No, the boots don't smell. It's just my feet from being trapped in
them. You're just used to it.
Oh, dude. No, no, they're all...
You've grown nose deaf.
No, I treat my shoes for smell.
You treat them for smell.
Yeah, like I put...
You take them to the spa.
She gets an exterminator.
She calls it Orkin.
No, stop.
Spray those bitches. There's roaches in there.
Listen, if
there's maggots in there.
If boots gets too smelly, then I just throw them out. Because then there's no fixing it.
No, there's no fixing it. With fire, maybe.
That's why every year I just try to get brand new boots.
Right.
Do a brand new cleaning. Gives me justification to buy new boots. I think it's right. I think that's a good way to live.
Well, I remember this one time. This was probably like in the early 2000s. Me and a bunch of people, we went to, was it Shampoo, I think it was?
Yeah.
One of those fucking nightclubs
Shampoo's
or whatever.
Shampoo's my shit.
And one of the girls was wearing, like, you know, high leather boots. So whatever. And, you know, girls, they dance. They dance all fucking night. You're there all fucking night. Well, I remember... The car ride home was like four of us, and she took her boots off, and the car smelled like ammonia.
Yeah.
Oh, so you've smelled that before?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God.
It's like the sweat.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's fucking unbelievable. Mm. It's like someone...
That's bad.
It's like rank ammonia. It's not like just straight ammonia. It's like ammonia, but it went bad, if that's possible.
And like bleachy almost.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Like, cool. Who came in the car? Get on your knees.
But yeah, that's not good. She should probably just throw them out. I think that's like mostly with like cheap fake leather. Like, it'll trap more.
Well, I don't know, but it smelled like shit. It was fucking wintertime. It was freezing out. We drove with all four windows down because it stank so fucking brutal. Bad. It was brutal. It was nasty.
Oh, smells.
Smells.
God, our love bodies. Smells.
I'll never forget that, though.
Yeah.
That smell will stay with you.
Well, you never had bad pussy or whatever?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And what do?
Stop eating.
You marry him. No, I'm just kidding.
Twice.
No. What do? Seriously.
I stop. Well, I don't. I usually do the test. You know, you got to do the test. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but sometimes the test is wrong.
You're right.
Just like a pregnancy test. It's not always right.
And you go down there and you're like, oh, man.
You know, because if you don't go deep enough, you might not get it.
That's true.
Until you crack it open. It's like, whoa.
Too, yeah. They got to get the juices flowing. Once the juices start flowing.
The juices do need to be flowing because it could smell like rose petals.
It pushes it up to the surface.
And then the juices will be like, there you are.
Yeah.
Right.
Where it smells like feety balls.
Yes.
That's because she probably had another dick in there.
Some more. Yeah, exactly. Mm. Or some semen.
Why, it tastes like chlorine?
What kind of girls you dating?
Men.
I'm not saying this is recent.
Transvestite. They got a pussy full of cum when they come over to your place?
Hence the divorce.
Multiple, please. Plural.
Oh, shit. Hey, you guys want to take a break?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, we'll take a break.
All right, we'll be back.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
Of course. Talk about their amazing collars.
Do you know what their amazing collars are yet, miss?
I know that there's seven.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
White.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15%, not even 20%, 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from seven different colors: red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also seven styles: Tweaked,
ding,
PB,
ding,
California,
ding,
parkour,
ding,
parkour
ding,
two, classic,
ding,
natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in two different features: mic'd.
And
on mic. Yes.
In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there, just laughing.
One of these days he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
Hey, everybody, we're back. Don't forget to go to riotcast.com/jerseyjerks and donate some money. Hello.
Word.
Cello. Word. Cello.
Cello.
Oh, man, I got a fucking headache from the first half of the show.
Right, all that Bedussy talk.
All that Bedussy. God, I can't believe I didn't know.
I figured it was from sucking Fob's dick.
Get on your knees.
All that, yeah. That smell.
I feel dizzy.
You feel dizzy?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know.
Do you eat?
Nah.
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 You gotta eat shit. You gotta eat stuff. You gotta eat dinner.
I will.
Have some jelly beans.
No, I'm good. Oh my god.
Go home and have some Jewish sausage.
There you go. I'll do that.
Have some non-anteater feedy penis.
No feedy dick.
You get any dick on Thursday nights after the show or no? You just go home?
No, I just go home. I'm dickless.
Are you kidding me? She hates men every Thursday night after the show.
That's true.
Like I hang out with three dicks for 2 hours.
Yeah. I'm done.
Yeah, I have to decompress.
She goes home and watches her roommate get undressed. just let me feel something different. Mm-hmm. So did you guys hear about a dude from the Lakers, D'Angelo Russell?
Yeah.
Recording, what's his face?
Swaggy P.
Swaggy P.
Swaggy P.
What's his real name?
Nick Young.
Nick Young.
Swaggy P.
Swaggy P. It's better than Hoodie Allen.
That is better than Hoodie Allen.
If your nickname was Swaggy P, I would rat you out too.
Well, the whole fucking team isn't even talking to the guy.
What do you expect, man? He broke the bro code.
He's a snitch, dude.
He
lost. Right. Yeah, he lost some prime real estate because of that shit.
Iggy. Did they break up? She dump him?
Yeah.
She did?
Did she?
Yeah. She cheated on her with a 19-year-old girl.
Fucking yeah, I'm sure that was the only time.
Oh, yeah, but he got caught.
Yeah.
Dude. First of all, yeah. I mean, why do you even say it on when somebody's taping you? Ridiculous.
This is fucking garbage.
Horrible. She's garbage.
The When that was it, the iPhone that came out that used that?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Every time that commercial came on I wanted to fucking throw my shoe through the TV.
You can't even understand what she's saying even.
No.
That's just instrumental.
I just heard the fancy part. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what she says.
And after that yeah.
I don't get it. God, today's music sucks.
Yeah, they hit a winning. Somebody hit a winning shot yesterday, and he went to the pile, and they're like everybody just
everybody dispersed. Oh man!
Well, broke the code. Put it on Instagram, right?
Apparently, Twitter.
Twitter. He said somebody hacked this.
Yeah.
Snitches get stitches.
They do, and that's fucked up.
They're gonna fucking trade. They're gonna get rid of him.
Like, why even talk about it and record it? Like, for what reason?
How would you feel if someone you knew did that to you? Someone at your workplace did that to you?
I would not be okay with it.
Right.
That's totally an invasion of privacy.
Absolutely.
It's so fucked up. Like, why even get involved in somebody else's relationship?
I think, personally, that Russell dude is a hater and wanted to break it up.
Yeah, but for what fucking reason?
Because maybe he wanted to fuck Iggy Azalea. Maybe he said in college when he's like, when I turn pro, I'm going to fuck Iggy Azalea. He was like, what the fuck?
Dude, she's been famous for like a year.
I know.
Like, and she's not that hot. It's not like she's like
I fucked the shit out of her.
Nah. Yeah, but
her and her fake ass. Her ass is fake, right? That's.
I mean, I'm assuming so.
It's funny.
It's butt injections.
Yeah, she got the. She went to the doctor. She was like, "I'll take the Minaj."
Yeah, pretty much. But like, I don't know. You don't do that. to anybody. Hmm. Like, you don't even do that to...
Who? A little semen came up.
Hiccuping.
Salty.
smells like farty balls.
But, like, you don't even do that to somebody you don't like. Like, you just don't get involved in other people's relationships.
No.
Mm-mm. You just don't.
No chance he got hacked, right?
He says he didn't.
Who the fuck's going to hack him? Who gives a shit?
Well, people get hacked. I mean, anybody can get hacked.
I get that, but, like, for what reasoning? Like, is he just... And they're just like, oh, let's put this fucking video of dude...
Swaggy P.
Swaggy P admitting that he cheats on Iggy Azalea. Iggy Azalea is a fucking musician. So she should understand the way that things are. Athletes cheat, dude. They just do.
It shouldn't even be considered cheating when you're an athlete.
It's, you know, and I fucking
tell that to Kobe Bryant.
I mean, I agree.
$8 million rent.
You just think about it. Like, they're on the road all the time. Like,
of course they're getting.
And how do you know she ain't cheating?
She's cheating. She's a musician.
Her boyfriend's name is Swaggy P. Of course she's cheating.
She's fucking cheating. Yeah.
He's a seventh man on the Lakers.
And they're horrible.
And they stink.
Yeah, like, he doesn't matter. He's relevant because of her. And anybody that lives in
the house.
She's
banging Flashy J on the side.
Flashy J.
Yeah.
And, like, even on the tape, doesn't he say, like...
That's Marco's name.
What's that?
Flashy J.
Flashy J?
Yeah.
Flashing lights.
Oh, my God. But, like, why would you even talk about it? I don't know. It's fucking weird. Like, why would the guy even, like, openly admit to it, too? Like, it's just weird. Like, everything about it's weird.
Probably just assumed he was talking to one of his boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that, but, like, you know, you can't trust homies.
Can't trust it.
You can't. Like, you can't
trust homies.
Especially...
You can trust some homies.
No, there's homies, friends that you have that you know you can trust, and then there's some friends you have, and like, I better keep this quiet.
Yeah, and, like, even if they see you... kissing another girl, you fucking deny it. You know what I mean?
But they have a brotherhood that they all know. They're all, most of them are married. They should know. Like, there's an unwritten rule,
and it's fucked up.
They all have girlfriends. They're probably at the games too. The girlfriends are at the games.
And the side pieces are probably at the games too.
They got city girls. They got a girl in every city.
They got hoes in different area codes.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
I don't know.
For my penis.
I didn't know Iggy. I thought Iggy Azalea thought it was bullshit.
No way.
No, I heard she called off the wedding, or the engagement.
That was his money train right there.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't even know about that. She hasn't had...
What do you mean? She's making more money than him.
Yeah.
Dude, do you know how much money Gisele Bündchen makes compared to Tom Brady?
Bündchen.
Okay. Okay.
Wait a minute. Supermodel.
Hold on a second. Well, you're talking about Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Can we honestly say that he may be the highest paid quarterback in football right now? Or at least has tallied the most money in football right now as a quarterback? Or maybe even as a player?
No, he's not.
He's not?
No. No, he...
No, I mean, since he started. Like collectively. Not his current contract.
Okay. He's probably up there.
Yeah, I mean, because he's 38, 39, something like that, right? He's up in his 30s, right?
Mm-hmm.
So... For as long as he's been playing, the money he's made over time, plus endorsements, right?
Right.
Pales in what she has.
Yeah, she makes...
Yeah, but she doesn't fucking supermodel anymore. She doesn't model anymore.
She's getting money from somewhere.
Yeah, residuals, like all her fucking stupid shit that she sells.
My thing is, what does Iggy Azalea... She's right.
I mean,
now she's
definitely not worth
it. He's not a good player. How much money do you think he makes?
I don't think... I know, he don't make much. I
mean, well, exactly. So she's worth more than him, and she'll continue to be worth more than
song?
Him. Dude, look at Nnamdi.
Who?
Nnamdi Asamoah.
Oh, yeah.
His wife, Kerry Washington.
Yeah.
Who do you think makes more money there?
She does. She's got a steady paycheck. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, she does.
He doesn't even pay
every time she
anywhere.
Throws him money, he drops it. Financially, he outkicked
every time
his
she throws him money, somebody else catches it over top of him.
How about that money I gave you last week? She's like, he's like, in her life, he's like Woody Harrelson in White Man Can't Jump. Billy!
You lose it again, Billy? No.
Shit.
Son of bitch, shit. Yeah, I think she's more popular. Nobody knows who Swaggy P is.
Nobody knows who Swaggy P is.
No. I mean, I don't like the girl.
He's a role player on a bad team.
Yeah. I don't like Iggy's music, but I know who she is.
Yeah. But there's like a bunch of backlash towards her now, like all the black artists and stuff.
Yeah, because she's white.
She's white and she sucks.
She does. You know what I mean? I think she sucks.
She's horrible. She's garbage.
Wait, who destroyed her on an award show?
I have no idea. Probably Kanye.
Azalea Banks.
No, she's mean. That woman, whoever that is meaningless. The girl that sings Tyrone.
Erykah Badu.
Badu, yeah.
Yeah, she fucked her up.
Erykah Badusi.
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 Erykah Badu.
Yeah.
And
speaking of Badusi. Her hair smells like Badusi.
I think Iggy Azalea's music is probably one of the worst around right now. It's fucking irritating and terrible. That being said, I think all these people that rip her are just fucking jealous because of how famous she is and how much money she makes. It's just,
haters.
It's just retarded.
Yeah, it is. I think I agree with Chris with that too, because sometimes it's okay for white people to do black people's music or whatever, and that's what their main thing is always.
Some can argue that it's been happening for a very long time.
Yeah, a very long
time. Dating back to Elvis.
Yeah. But, like, everybody's thing is always that, like, Iggy Azalea is not good at doing black music, and that's why they're pissed off at the end of the day.
I don't get it. They're mad at the white people doing the black music, but they're not mad at the Jews who own the companies that make all the fucking money.
Yeah, right. What's Young Mike think about that?
I don't know. I was asking.
Well, he owns some record studio somewhere.
He's Hesh from The Sopranos.
He's Hesh.
Young Hesh.
Young Hesh. Oh, man. Young Hesh.
We have a rap name for him now. Young Hesh.
Young Hesh. MC Moyle. Oh, man. Yeah, I think it's fucked up. If that happened to me, I'd fucking kill somebody.
Yeah, well, they're just turning their back on him.
I was just reading a bunch of stuff, and he's actually come out and talked about it as well.
He's apologized.
And he's just like, I don't know why I did it. It was stupid. Yeah.
He
like,
said he can't go out in public right now. Everybody's screaming and yelling at him.
He's an asshole. He's 19, too. He just started playing pro ball.
Idiot.
I mean, this is going to go far. I mean, this is going to follow him for a long time.
Nobody's going to trust him.
No.
No, because why? Like, why? I don't know, man. It's fucked up.
Swaggy P didn't punch him?
Mm-mm.
No, nothing like that?
No. Well, he's playing it smart. He's not doing anything to get himself in trouble with the team.
Right.
I mean, he stinks as it is. He doesn't want less playing time.
And not only
besides
that,
his girlfriend's not around to pay the fines anymore. Right.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, like, is she a
Piggy Bank Azalea?
Definitely
gone.
Breaking up with him.
Piggy Azalea.
Piggy Azalea.
I think if there's ever a time to punch one of your teammates, this is it.
Yeah,
you have to. I mean,
yeah.
Head or gut?
Yeah.
Take it.
Imagine if he did this to like Ron Artest.
Fuck that.
Jesus.
Artest would just shoot him on the court.
Probably.
No, he's a lot crazier than that. I think he'd be like wearing his skin like he was Buffalo Bill.
He'd go nuts. You'd get fucking crazy.
This is your fault, you fuck!
Swaggy P. This is the same guy that shot a three, turned around with his hand up, and airballed it.
Oh, no
way. Yeah, I remember that in SportsCenter. Yeah, same dude.
So Swaggy.
He was on the Sixers for a minute.
Was
yeah, he's right, he was.
So Swaggy P is the one that's with Iggy, though,
was.
Right?
Nick Young, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was. Has anybody ever done that to you guys?
What, post-recorded? Recorded?
Not a video, but, like, if it's kind of told a girl, like, you were bad news or something, I guess. And I don't know, told specifics, I guess.
When I was younger, some of my close friends would run their mouth in front of people that they shouldn't, and kind of joking around, breaking balls, and like, oh, dude, I didn't even...
Like who?
Right.
I don't want to throw any names out there, but...
I want to know if it's me.
No, it's not you.
Oh, okay. What'd you do, Marco?
You guys ain't my only two friends.
My mouth shut.
No, I wouldn't put it past Marco.
I mean, I've had it done to me a million times.
Really?
It's because you're a whore.
No, it's because your friends are whores.
No, you get rid of those friends, you get new friends. I had a lot of friendships that were based off of jealousy. And a lot of people wanted to pull you down instead of build you up.
Mm.
And it's fucked up. Mm. I've never done it in retaliation, ever.
No. You just rim job their boyfriend.
No, I never.
I'm
going to
get that.
That
bitch back.
No! Stop it!
She wants to suck on your penis.
Oh my god, that makes me feel more dizzy. Stop!
The more you say stop, the more I'm going to
play.
This is one clip.
One clip?
I love you, pussy.
So, Chris, you've had it done, Marco? Nobody's ever
remember.
Done it?
I remember. Jesus Christ.
Girls are much more cutthroat than
I've men. Had girls say things to girls that I was courting, if you wanted to call it that, to, like, get them away from me, which
yeah,
sucks.
Definitely that.
Like, yeah. Talk shit because yeah. I didn't treat them the way I treated the one I wanted to fuck.
Right.
Which definitely is always the case. That. He's a dick.
Mm-hmm.
He's an asshole.
Yep. He's an asshole.
Because I don't like you. I'm an asshole. Because I don't.
Player.
Because I don't fucking open the door for you or buy drinks for you.
You
or...
want me to open the door for you? Hit a treadmill every now and then.
It doesn't even have to be the fact that you know what their shape is in. It could be the fact that they're just ugly as shit.
Come, give me kisses.
Oh my god. But at the end of the day, whenever it's done consensually, like now that we're thinking, like talking about it, it's always done out of jealousy or hatred or something.
I guess so. Like, I guess if it's going to be done, it probably that's the motive.
So then that probably is it. He probably wants to bang.
Your friends are supposed to be there to help you.
Yeah, for
not
sure.
Not to hurt you.
Absolutely.
You want to help your friends get pussy. You don't want to hurt your friends from getting pussy.
No.
I'm trying to bang this fucking boy. You want to help me out?
Joe Pesci said it best.
I think you're right. Girls are the worst.
Well, to each other especially.
Yeah, especially to each other. But, you know, if she doesn't want you to hook up, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe she can't get laid. And then she's going to lose her friend to this guy. And then, you know, shit like that. Or,
oh, yeah.
Or she knows that, you know, you're kind of an asshole or whatever.
But it's funny, like, as I've gotten older, that I've noticed that, like, men are more like that.
Really?
Hmm? Men are haters more than girls are.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't see that.
I don't see it either.
I don't see that at all.
You just... Yeah.
What a cod block!
I've definitely had more problems with men over the past 10 years.
Well, yeah, because they want to fuck you. So they've been probably cock-blocking whoever you were trying to get with.
Oh, yeah, like a bunch.
Well, that's different.
Yeah, but, like, throw me under
you're the saying, bus. You're saying that according to you. That makes sense. But if you say that in general, like, men do that to other men more than women do that to other women, I can't agree with that. That's what I thought you meant.
I think I feel like that way now. Like,
yeah, because it's happened to you. So unless you're saying you're a man, it's still a different scenario.
No, I'm actually more kind of trying to talk about like my age range than anything else. Like,
that doesn't make sense.
Like girls that are in my age group, like
yeah,
they,
that's because girls in your age group are on the clock. They're on the clock to get married.
Biological.
Yeah, but they're not as catty anymore, and they're not as throwing you under the bus.
Oh, I thought you meant they were.
No, they're not. I've noticed that men are more in my age group than women.
No.
I don't see that.
I mean, it might just be the people that...
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, but, like, I've definitely noticed that the guys are more doing it. But not, like, when I was in my 20s and stuff. Like,
right. No. Because you have big jugs.
Like, guys were, like, had my back and shit.
I'm sure they did.
I don't know, it's weird.
Yeah, I don't see that with the guys at our age. Like, I mean... It's like I can go out, I could care less, man. I really could care less. Really?
No, I mean remember yeah. There are instances like the Count Blockula story.
Yes.
So that does happen, you know.
Yes and no. That was a little bit different. It's not like he went in and started talking shit on me. He just moved in when I walked away.
Right.
Put an hour of work and this motherfucker's going to try to get
you
in.
You wait for the lion to kill the gazelle. And then
you
the
dyke.
When the lion has to go take a piss, you move in and start eating. Takes all the dirty work right out of it.
But it's one thing if he would have, if fuck's his name, D'Angelo Russell, if he would have said something to Iggy, he fucking put it out on the internet for everybody to see.
Yeah, I wish he would just own up to it. I don't know why he's.
You know what? If he owned up to it and just said I fucked up and did all that.
Well, he said he fucked up, but he's not owning up to it being released by him.
That's what I mean. Like when you take ownership of something, people forgive you quicker for it. You know. Like honesty will go far further than like sitting there going
in the NBA where that kind of shit can cost a player millions.
Listen, I'm not saying
it's, if they're married.
I'm not saying it's like a magic key that's going to make this all go away. But I think if he was being a man about it, yeah, I think people would have a little bit of respect for him as opposed to right now where they have zero.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I don't have any respect for him, and I mean,
they
stay
away from
him
in the huddle and shit. Like, you know?
I don't blame him. He's fucked up on like every level. Yeah. You know, and Iggy is writing tweets publicly, like thanking the guy, not thanking the guy, but saying like,
"Thank you for being a fucking rat."
She's probably sucking his dick now.
You know what?
I would good for him.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she probably doesn't want to be with no snitch either. Like, as much as this is helping her out,
yeah, she doesn't want anyone to know, in out in the public that her ass is fake.
I mean,
everybody knows her fucking ass.
I think, like, if a bunch of guys went out one night and somebody was snapping pictures and happened to catch a guy cheating on his girlfriend,
you delete that
shit. That's the first fucking thing you do is delete that picture.
Right.
That has literally happened before in, like, my life. And you just delete it. It's got you, or you just don't take fucking pictures.
Don't take a picture of it.
You don't take fucking pictures. You don't have to take pictures of everything.
Yeah, like when you go to a bachelor party, you want to take pictures of the guys together, like before they go wherever they're going,
right,
or after they're done.
Yeah,
that's one thing. But you don't take a picture during.
No.
No matter how, even if it's something as simple as like a lap dance or whatever, you just don't do it.
Absolutely not.
You just don't do it.
No, you just don't.
There's a code.
It just didn't happen.
If there's any pictures from a bachelor party, it should be in the limo.
No, what I'm saying is
just dudes hanging out.
What I'm saying is like for instance, when we had your brother's bachelor party, remember before we were leaving the house, like everyone met at the house,
right?
Once we were leaving the house, if everyone wanted to get like a group shot before we got into the bus or whatever, or at the end of the night, if you had the limo driver take a picture of all of us, you know, together, but not taking action shots, basically, or like
nothing in the strip club.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. No, you just don't do that.
Right.
It's just, it's fucking common sense.
It is.
Now, Marco's bachelor party was a bunch of pictures because there wasn't a fucking tit within 100 yards of us.
There was tits like, you know, six inches below my nose. but there was nothing else to do but take pictures. It was so
sausage
boring.
Tits, baloney tits,
it was
the real
boring.
Tits.
It was boring. It was awful.
And listen, and that doesn't mean that you, like, condone cheating, and it doesn't mean that like you're okay with it, but it's just like that's your friend, you're not going to be
that's
judgmental
his choice.
And
it's not your
you know, if you don't agree with it, you don't be friends with them or whatever, but you don't
it's not
fucking
your choice
take
to put
a
it
video
out there
it.
It's his business.
And in the video he says like something about the fact that he's videoing it, doesn't he?
I
didn't watch it, but I read it, and it's and he says like thanks that I got that on my video, and he was like, what? And he's like, nothing, something. And I'm just like, yeah, what the fuck? It's real sneaky, like it's not even funny, like it wasn't even like, oh, it was a joke or something.
Yeah,
it's just, it's so fucking wrong on so many different levels.
Of course it is, man. You're breaking all kinds of fucking rules and codes there.
Yeah, you just
like,
be like Tom Brady.
He needs
Brady
to turn in
like,
his man card at that point.
He does, because
his,
he's a
his
bitch.
Bro card is gone.
And granted, he's only 19 years old, but you're 19 years old. Like, you know better at that point.
But yeah, like, his personal life is going to be ruined.
He's super fucked. Yeah. He's not going to go very far in his career.
Well, I don't know about that, because let me tell you something. Let me give you this example. Let's say that his relationship now with the team is that toxic that the Lakers want to trade him. The Sixers will easily, without question, take them because they need players.
Right.
They can't afford to be picky about toxic players.
Well, supposedly
players.
He's the guy they wanted last year.
I know.
Draft,
so if they want to trade Okafor to fuck, because everyone thought Okafor was going to the Lakers and that the Sixers were going to get Russell. So if you want to make that swap, go for it.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, I'd be happy if the fucking Sixers got a fucking player like him. You got enough big guys, you know? They need somebody small who could shoot. But he's, you know, he's fucked. He's fucked. I mean, he's not going to, like I said, it's not going to ruin his career. It's going to ruin the chemistry on whatever team he ends up on, or unless he stays with whichever. If he stays with the Lakers or goes somewhere else, people are going to be like, all right, be careful what you say around this guy, you know?
Yeah.
He's only going to be included on team meetings, and that's it.
Yeah, I can't imagine anybody befriending him, even if he goes to another
team. It's going to be like, Jimmy's brother in Better Call Saul. You got to leave the phone in the mailbox before you come out. So, you know, you got to be careful around him. You never know. He might have a GoPro hanging out of his nostril or something.
Should I know?
Is that racist?
The wide nose having motherfuckers.
Thank you, Dave. Rick. But yeah, it's a fucked up situation, and he deserves what he gets. Honestly,
he put that on himself by doing that.
I mean, he could have. If you really want to play a joke, there's tons of shit you can do. You know what I mean? Like, why that? Why would you do that? How's that funny? Like, that's the shit I don't get. How is that funny? Where's the comic value?
Like, if I was recording a friend of mine who was in a relationship and he had mentioned that he cheated on his girlfriend, I would stop it immediately. Like, yo, dude, I was recording that.
Like,
what the fuck are you doing?
Like, if you want to put women's underwear in his locker, like, take his shit out and put women's clothes in, take a picture of that, that's funny. But recording him saying, you know, he basically has been banging other bitches and then, you know, not erasing it right there on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
That's not funny. I would have snatched that phone immediately. If he knew about it. If he didn't know about it.
Well, he was looking right into the phone, wasn't he? I don't know. I think he just had it like this. And just...
So somebody was recording him recording.
No. I'm saying he was looking in the.
Was he talking into the mic?
No, he wasn't.
Fucker.
Maybe he had like his phone like hanging out of his like top pocket or something.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just being all shady about it.
So did you sleep with anybody else? He's leaning his tit in.
And what's up with Iggy? She can't even get a starter.
A what?
A starter?
Starter.
She's fucking the bench players.
Oh, a starter. Okay, I wasn't sure what you meant. I'm like, what? What's her car not working? What are you talking about?
I don't know. Apparently, it was being reported that he may try and buy her $4 million.
That's how I feel
ring.
About Kerry Washington. She's hot.
Yeah, but Namdi was good at one point.
For like a day.
No, he was good the whole time he was in Oakland.
Yeah, but
it's just when he got here, he stunk.
Yeah, but she wasn't with him then. He didn't get with her until he was on the Eagles.
I don't know. I don't know the relationship.
Like, towards the very end of him being on the Eagles, which wasn't long anyway.
He's fucking weird still with her. Like, he doesn't go anything with her. He'll wait in the limo while she walks the red carpet.
Yeah, because people remember him and they want to throw shit at him.
He's a fucking weirdo.
He's afraid he'll get burned on the red carpet, too. Fucking scumbag.
He took all that money.
Stunk. Ass some wad. Douchebag. But that's that to me, that's funny. Like, these chicks that they like shoot so low. You know, like,
she's hot.
She's hot. Although she looks like shit in that new HBO movie she's doing about Anita Hill.
Oh, she's in that?
She's Anita Hill.
Yeah, she looks awful. She looks different.
They did a good job. Wow. They made her look like shit.
Yeah.
But she doesn't normally look like that. She looks pretty fucking good.
Yeah,
she's very beautiful, but she looks very, like, she just looks
homely.
Average.
Well, that
was
Anita Hill's.
Yeah, she was
homely.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
She should be thankful that Kerry Washington's playing her. I mean, that's like them getting Leo DiCaprio to play me. What a stretch. Thank you.
Leo, you're going to need to put on 200 pounds in a week.
No, they put Leo in a fat suit, like fat bastard. It's like, well, it's still Leo. I mean, you know, it's still, you know, flattering. You know, it's like getting, what's his name? Kevin James to play Missy. it's a compliment. No,
it's same size tits.
Hey.
Yeah, Clarence Thomas couldn't pick a hotter chick to sexually assault.
Hey, man, look at Clinton.
Yeah.
All the women in the world.
And not, they weren't.
He could have had. He settles for the chubby bitch that gets his coffee.
He settled for the accessible one, the one that was in his fucking office. I mean, he's depressed. It's not like he can go out and chase pussy.
Why? Kennedy did.
Different times, man.
Why? There was no social media when Clinton was around?
No, but...
But that's like when paparazzi...
Dude, when you're the president, even in social media times, if you want something...
You can get it delivered.
Exactly. There's fucking tunnels and shit under the White House. You know that, right?
Yeah.
They can get whatever they want in, and they can get whatever they want out. I'm sure Marilyn Monroe has seen them tunnels quite a few times.
I think... Yeah, but I think John F. Kennedy did it for, like, a sex thing, as opposed to, like, Bill. I think he did it more of a power thing. No. I think he felt powerful.
I think he had a heart on, and he saw a fucking... Yeah.
No, I don't think.
But
it was
I think But I think that's why he shot low.
I think
he shot low because she was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what about all the other bitches?
You know, I mean,
you think that's the only girl he fucked?
No, but I mean, like the ones that came out about it, like they weren't cute.
They were there.
Yeah, they were.
He's lazy as fuck.
Listen, if it's noon on a Tuesday and you want to get a blowjob, and there's a girl bringing your coffee in. Fuck it. Why not?
He's like sitting in his office. He's like, I smell perfume. Get on your knees. It's the cleaning lady.
No. I don't get on knees.
Meet me in the bedroom. Lincoln bedroom. I smell Summer's Eve.
Oh, my God.
What's that? Lamisole.
Lamisole.
Lamisole. Ugh.
She looks pretty good, though, now.
Although off a ton of weight. If you look at Monica Lewinsky and you look at Hillary Clinton, I'd rather fuck Monica Lewinsky.
Exactly. Yeah,
Hillary Clinton is she's a bulldog.
She's pretty good.
I mean, she's disgusting. I'm sure her pussy's just as ugly as her face.
Jesus.
Man.
Pussy with teeth.
Yeah, she's disgusting, especially now. Good God. Her skin's like falling off her face.
Yeah,
Larry David for president.
It's a business. Yeah, it's a business relationship for them. I think at this point,
it is. So who's fucking Bill now?
Who the fuck knows?
He's probably not fucking anybody.
You don't think so?
Yeah, right. Swaggy B.
I'll give you an Iggy back ride.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Missy, you're next.
Swaggy B.
He's like old now.
They call me Swaggy B.
That's right. He's out there on the campaign trail. Yeah, who the fuck knows, man? Gets a nice little young girl, takes her to the side. Don't tell the wife.
Don't worry, she won't.
They were making fun of her on some show.
On everything.
Basically.
Yeah.
She yells when she talks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon?
No, I'm sorry. It was Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
He was giving her directions on how to speak to the public.
Yeah.
So she was reading the teleprompter. She's like, I'm really happy to be here today. He's like, try not to talk so loud. You're always yelling. Like, he was just saying all these negative shit to her, and it was funny. And she was, like, listening to him.
What a shock. A woman with a big mouth.
I don't know, man. That whole fucking... not to get back into that bullshit, but I'm starting to really get fucking nervous, man. This has got to be one of the worst presidential races I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, easy.
It's funny, too, because, you know, I remember growing up in the 80s when, you know, like, after Reagan was gone, you're like, you had, like, Daddy Bush... You know, you had, like, Ross Perot.
Yeah.
You had, like, what's his name? Dukakis. Dukakis balls. Dukakin balls. You know, you had all these guys, and you're just like, wow, these guys are clowns, you know. Mm-hmm. Everyone's a clown. And now it's like, holy shit, it's like a reality TV show.
Absolutely.
And it's like they have reality TV stars, like these fucking idiots that they put on TV because everyone's going to watch. That's what it's become. It's not even about politics anymore.
No, not at all.
It's just hilarious. Now they're going after each other's wives. They're making comments about each other's wives. Like, whoa, this is some fucked up tactics you're using here.
Yeah. It's Trump, man.
But Ted Cruz was doing it, too.
Well, he attacked him right back, sure.
Well, he was talking about his wife. Did you see the picture he put out?
No.
Of his wife?
Oh, the half-naked one?
Yeah. I'm like, holy shit. Like, this is getting dirty.
That's your first lady. That's going to be your first
lady. Well, I have no problem with that. Either. Jesus Christ. I mean.
My first, second, third lady.
We haven't had a good-looking first lady in a long time. Although, Obama's wife's not a bad-looking
one.
She's not bad at all.
She's pretty.
She's pretty. But I can't remember the last doable first lady. They've all been, like, the old like, fucking...
They're all old ladies.
Yeah, well, I mean, Clinton's wife wasn't old when she was in office. She was ugly.
She was ugly.
What did he say today, Trump, about the... Oh, women that get abortions should...
I don't know.
Women that get abortions should be punished.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus, dude.
Jesus.
Any woman on the fence, you just lost their vote.
No shit.
That one.
No shit.
You know, he said they should be
punished.
He's
not going to be
pregnant women. I love them. I love them.
Yeah.
But
he's a fucking joke.
If she was raped, maybe not.
Who are you, Dr. Evil?
Scott
How
Ian.
How about
no? Scott Ian from Anthrax has a theory about what Donald Trump is doing. And what he says is that this is just a massive publicity stunt to get an even bigger reality show once this is all over.
What? That doesn't make
sense. That he doesn't even probably want to be president, but that he's a businessman and he's doing this for that.
No.
I don't think he wants to be president either, though.
I think he does.
Yeah, I think he does.
Because he could have dropped out a long time ago.
A guy with ego like that, he definitely wants to win.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And he wants to win and change everything for the better. He's not going to go in there and not do anything. He's going to try at least.
He's going to try. He's going to attempt things.
It's going to be a. It's going to be a splintered Congress.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
Mm. Right. He's going to need.
I was reading something about his tax plan proposal, which would have been fucking fantastic for us.
Right.
The only problem is it cuts like trillions of dollars off taxes. We can't afford that.
Yeah,
it would never work.
No, what are you going? Who's going to fix the roads? Who's going to? Infrastructure.
The government would be bankrupt in a year.
Yeah, that's
well.
He's supposed to be a good businessman.
No, he's not. He's not a good business. It's bullshit. It's bullshit. How's he a good businessman?
That's his acumen.
That's what he says.
That's what he says. But look at the facts. The guy's been bankrupt so many fucking times. You know how many businesses he's had or ventures he's tried to start up that he lost? He had a vodka that went under.
Yeah,
he had an
airline
that went under. Mm-hmm. He had all kinds of shit that didn't work. His ideas are terrible. His father was in real estate. Mm-hmm. So he inherited real estate.
Yeah.
So he was able to keep... His father's more successful than him now. Because it's his father's shit that he's basically... Granted, he's got some other buildings, but it was an extension of what his father built. Sure. Everything he's tried to actually build from scratch has failed. So I don't understand how everyone's like, oh, he's a smart business. No, he's not. He's not a smart
I don't know if we have all the facts at our disposal right now. But
Sure you do. It's public record. There's nothing hidden. I'm not talking about what his finances are, but... His business ventures that went under is public record.
Well, I know he's had failed.
So well, those are facts. So I mean,
but how many successful businesses he had?
Just the current ones. I mean,
like,
the casinos.
Does he even own any casinos?
Yeah, well, the casinos were part of his.
They just have his.
They're
name.
Gone.
They don't own it. Yeah.
Trump Towers. I don't know what he has like business interests with other people, like he has joint interests with other people, but you know he's not the one that started it. He had a fucking, I forget how much the price tag was, but some sort of building development in another country. He had a bunch of investors go in on it. He pulled out, and they lost all their fucking money, and they won the lawsuit. They settled. So he's a fucking crook. You know, this is a guy, he's a buffoon. He's a fucking buffoon. And not only that, he's got thin skin. And I don't want a guy like that in charge of our military.
Hell no.
You know, he's going to be dealing with foreign affairs when he can't take... You're going to be criticized every day of your life when you're president. People fucking hate Obama. And he's not a bad guy. He hasn't done the greatest job. But did you think he was going to, like, be the messiah?
No.
No.
Absolutely.
Nobody's going to be the Messiah. No. No one's ever had. Everyone's fucked up at some point.
Absolutely.
But this guy, you see, I don't know if you guys see what happens when people make fun of him, how he reacts.
He gets vicious. Well. Yeah. And
he can't take it. He can dish it, but he can't take it.
Yeah, he goes for that the jugular.
That is not the type of guy we want ruling our country.
You can't go to war every time somebody says
exactly,
that.
Exactly.
When North Korea has been threatening to bomb us for...
My hair's real. Nuke. What the fuck?
Yeah.
You can't do that.
The whole thing with his hands, you hear that shit going around? They make fun of his hands. He's got small hands. So you know what Ted Cruz, he's like, he's got small fingers. You know what that means.
Makes his dick look bigger when he jerks off.
He's like, my hands aren't small. And you know what's funny? John Oliver has a picture of his hands. It's like a baby doll's hand with the normal sleeve, kind of like a Deadpool's hand.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Dude, it's so funny. It's hilarious. But it's true, though. I mean, he's such a fucking weakling. You know, have you heard his fucking, his idea to build the wall?
Yeah.
No. But like, he's like, Mexico's going to pay for it.
Yeah.
How?
How are you going to make them pay?
Mexico came out and was like, this guy's out of his fucking mind. We're not paying him shit. And guess what? We need Mexico. We get more from Mexico than they do from us. And I'm not talking about the illegal immigrants. I'm talking about the import-export. Right. You know, we get more shit from them than they get from us. You know, they give us sugar. They give us all kinds of shit that we need.
Cocaine.
Whatever. Yeah. My point is that, you know, it's a loss to us if they close their borders to us as far as, like, you know, import-export. And this motherfucker's like, you know, oh, and if they screw with us, we'll make it bigger. So somebody actually planned out, someone in the government, someone in the accounting department or whatever actually planned out what it would cost for this fence. It's like I don't know, a couple $100 billion or something like that.
It's a long ass fence.
Ridiculous. Not to mention, you know how long it's going to take? He won't even be in fucking office when that thing's halfway up. Like, what are you talking about? He's what do you think? You're going to run more than twice? You're going to win more than once?
If you can't build a fence. There's no way.
Listen. I mark my words, and I don't give a shit if this sounds like something that Homeland Security won't like. Mark my words. If Donald Trump wins the presidency, he's either going to be impeached, he's going to be murdered, or he's going to quit. One of those three is going to happen. He will not finish a full term. There is no fucking way. I don't care who he gets as his running mate. He better not get someone good, because if he does, he'll be dead in a week. Seriously, he'll be dead in a week. If he got, like, you know, some really good candidate to be his fucking, you know, running mate, forget it, dude. He's done. He's dead. He's done. McCain was smart. He got the dumbest bitch in the world. He figures no one's going to kill me, you know. Nobody wants him to, her to be, you know.
What I wouldn't give for John McCain to be running right now.
Oh, no fucking shit, man. Oh, my God. Damn.
Even what's his name? Who ran last time?
Mitt Romney?
Yeah.
No, fuck him.
Better than fucking what they got now running.
I mean, better than Trump, yeah, but still not good.
Not better than what we have now.
I didn't like
better than Trump,
I
mean, maybe.
I wasn't a fan of Mitt, but better than Trump.
Anybody.
Dude, he was hunting at a ranch that was called Niggerhead.
Yeah.
Seriously?
You racist motherfucker.
I didn't know that.
You didn't hear that story?
No, I'm not friends with the guy.
Holy shit. That motherfucker put my dad out of work. You know that?
No.
Mitt Romney?
No.
Yeah. He bought the company my dad was working for.
Really?
Yeah. They let him go.
Jeez.
They ended up, instead of keeping my dad and paying him the money he was making, they hired four guys and paid them a fraction of what my dad was making because people need jobs. And they'll do it for less.
Sounds about right.
That's the guy. That's the guy. Bain Capital. That's his company.
He's best, right?
Yes.
Fired.
Yeah.
Unemployment.
Yeah. I was born with money. Yeah, man. He's an animal, too. And you know what? And I actually gave the guy credit. He came out. He shat on Donald Trump. He was like, this guy's a bonehead. He's the one who came out and did all the research on his businesses that failed.
Right.
And he actually listed each one, and it was a long list. He was up there for an hour.
Yeah.
So, but
as much as I give him credit for coming out, because these guys are fucking scared that he's going to win.
Oh, yeah.
Well, honestly, should have better people. You know, that's the party's so fucked up that people are actually looking at the Republicans now as like a reality TV show thing.
Absolutely.
Where it's like, well, he's entertaining. Let's get him to be president.
If he wins the nomination, they don't have to accept it.
This is the dumbification of our country at its best right now.
They don't have to accept him, though.
Nobody's looking at his politics. They think he's a rich man who made all this money, which is all a bunch of lies as far as how they think.
People have to be tired of it by now.
No.
Right? Like,
there's a lot of white trash people and southern people that love Donald Trump, especially because he speaks their language. I want to build a fence to keep Mexicans out of our country. Yeah, yeehaw is right. Yeehaw. That's exact. Right there, you just won 60% of America. Because we have a bunch of idiots in this fucking country.
Yeah.
You know? All the fucking foreigners that came here legally are shaking in their boots that this guy is going to be fucking president. Because his way of thinking is so wrong in so many levels. There's certain things I agree with him, but not to the extent he does.
Right.
He's so severe with his, like, thoughts and his, like, plans that it could be damaging more than helpful.
I agree.
You know?
And I don't really even know. Listen, I'm just waiting for them to finally just say, like, who it's going to be. When is that?
Listen, Democrats are shoo-in for president now. That's what I'm thinking.
Obviously.
When's the convention?
It's going to be Hillary.
Yeah, which I have a problem with that, too. But
this would be a great year to run independent.
Yeah.
You'll never win. Mm. But, I mean, if you're ever going to win,
it's now.
This is it. Yeah. These people that are running stink.
Yeah. See if Swaggy P wants to run.
I know one person who's not voting for him.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is a great time.
I'd rather Missy be president.
I'd rather be president.
With these people that are left, I probably won't even go vote. I don't see the point.
I mean, I will.
For who?
Who are you going to vote for?
I don't like
Listen,
Hillary.
I understand what she's saying. Yeah. I do. Because people are going to vote for Hillary out of fear. You know, they may not like Hillary or they may not like Bernie Sanders, whichever wins that nomination, but out of fear you're going to vote. I'll tell you what, I will vote if Bernie Sanders wins out of him and Hillary.
He's probably the best one left.
Yes, I agree.
Really? You like socialism and stuff like that?
That's an opinion. That's not a fact.
Well, I was asking.
So you're saying that he's a socialist.
He's more along the lines of Obama. Obama's a socialist.
But
he doesn't come out.
No one's a socialist. Nobody's an actual socialist.
I understand what you're saying, but he's got this.
He has traits. Ideas. No, he's got ideas that people call socialist. You know? Like, that doesn't make him a socialist.
No.
What, because he wants to help all people, not the higher tax bracket? He's a socialist? So what, are you a communist?
No.
Well, you can make an argument that Republicans could be communists.
Are you a Republican?
No, I'm not. Please.
Oh. I'm just
about
saying.
Anything, really, to be listen, honest with you.
Listen, Bernie Sanders is he's legit. He wants to talk. He's talking about, you know, kids going to college for free. Wouldn't you want that for your son, or do you want to pay out the asshole?
Yeah.
Well, maybe and Bernie Sanders is your better option right now.
I don't agree that college should be free, but I don't agree you should be in debt fucking $300,000 to get a fucking history degree.
This is why Bernie Sanders is a smart man, because he knows college will never be free. But if he becomes president and makes a case, he can get college tuition down so much that it could be affordable for so many people and won't leave them in debt for 20 fucking years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a smart thing to do.
I agree with it, but
it's like haggling for the price of a car. You know you're not going to get $5,000 less, but you're hoping that they'll go $2,500 less. You know, and that's where you win. It's a win.
Well, I mean, and that's a huge problem with our economy. People are so far in debt from student loans that you don't have that disposable income to go. I mean, my student loans, if I didn't have to pay them, I'd have, you know, X amount of dollars a month to spend on other things.
Right.
But I'm going to be paying these loans off for the rest of my fucking life.
Yeah. Every year that goes by, the educational system in this country gets lower and lower and lower, which means kids are dumber, dumber, and dumber, which means that there are less scholarships to be had. So if our society is getting dumber, no one's getting full rides anymore unless you're a great fucking athlete. And honestly, you're better off teaching your kid to play a fucking sport.
You are, because at least they'll get a college education for free. They may not go pro,
right?
But they'll get an education for free.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, but you can't have every kid. Like, what if a kid with a disability can't play sport? You know, then you still want him to go to college.
You hope there's a scholarship for him.
Right. I mean, I'm sure there is some sort of grant or whatever. But still, like, you don't want to pay out the ass for your children. You want them to pay out the ass for you.
To me, there's no point in going to, let's say, a local school like Villanova and paying $45,000 a year to go for 4 years to come out to make $65,000 a year.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know? And most jobs, I mean, even if you graduate from a four-year, get a four-year degree, most jobs are going to pay in that range. It's not worth it.
Right.
You're better off starting at a company when you're 18, 19 years old and hope to work your way up the company without that degree. Take fucking classes online at a community college, stuff like that.
With the way the economy is, with the way the tuition costs and the interest rates that tuition has when you're paying it off, you're better off just learning a trade.
You
go to vocational
are.
School, learning a trade, or go to beauty school if you're a woman or a gay,
or both.
We had that little comedy; it was getting too serious. But no, seriously, like you're better off learning a trade. You know, go to Penco Tech, or you know, the university named after me, Chubb. Yeah, or Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Look what it did for these two idiots.
I hate you.
They waste every Thursday night.
Jerk off.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to help. I'm not saying that Bernie Sanders is the right guy. I think he's the best guy for the job. Like, compared to what's left. He's lesser of all the evils.
You hope that he doesn't fuck anything up in the next 4 years to bridge us to the next election.
I think his ideas are too far off to work now, though.
I don't.
I think that what he wants to do, he wants to make too many big changes right now that he can't make.
Listen, there's a lot. Here's the problem. A lot of things that are happening in our country, which is what he really wants to focus on. He's not so worried about what's going on overseas. He thinks we should be working here.
Agreed.
Okay. Well, that's a good start. You're already on board.
Okay.
Now, you have other things, too, that are costing us, the taxpayers, a lot more money than we need to pay. For instance, all this fracking shit that's happening where they're getting natural gas.
Right.
It's a process called fracking.
I know
what it is.
All right. Yeah.
Well, these companies they're not paying to do this. They're not paying for the land to do it. They're just doing it.
Right.
And whatever money they do shell out, it's to politicians that have an interest. They're the ones getting money.
Okay.
They should pay a buttload of money that could kind of lower the taxes for each state. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, for instance, Pennsylvania is a big fracking state. Well, they should pay a tax. The companies, if they're going to do it, they should pay a tax. That way, you take a little bit more burden off of the taxpayers. Because when they frack, Pennsylvanians pay for it. Okay. Why? They're not getting anything out of it. They still have to pay for natural gas when they get the service, but you got to pay for them to fucking dig it up too? What the fuck is that all about? Like, if you're going to do that, give them the land.
Bernie Sanders is the only person that's addressing.
He's the one who cares. He's the one who cares. Listen, Hillary, I'm not saying that Hillary wouldn't be a good president, you know, and I think she's, you know, smart. She's definitely smart, but she's not the same Hillary she used to be.
Fucking liar.
She's
they're all liars.
She's more of a one percenter now than she ever was before. Do you understand? Like, she's not, you know, as Marco would call her, a socialist anymore. She's more of, you know, a higher tax bracket chick. She's a one percenter. Okay. She gets paid $500,000 to do seminars on Wall Street. That's the people that are ripping us off. Those are the people that fucked us in 2008. That's why homes are a pain in the ass to fucking buy anymore. It's because of those people. And she is, like, on the same page with them. Bernie Sanders is not. Listen, I only care about myself, my family, and my friends. And none of my family or my friends are fucking rich.
Right.
So, if anything, they'll benefit from a Democrat in office right now than a Republican.
Of course.
Republicans don't help the middle class.
I can't even think.
And pretty soon there won't be a middle class.
Yeah, I was going to say, when's that end?
Well, no, because you have, now the middle class is you could still make six figures and be considered middle class.
Yeah.
One percenter is upper class, is like top notch. Middle class is anybody that's not a one percenter that makes more than, like, you know, I don't know what the cutoff is.
Yeah.
That's middle class. And then there's fucking poverty. Well, there's one percenter, and pretty much pretty soon it's going to be all some range of poverty.
Right.
You know, you keep raising the price on everything. Do you see how fast the gas is going back up? Summer gas is coming back, you know? But in like a month, it'll be like $2 again. I mean, we're getting there. I mean, I can only imagine what other people listening, where they live.
Yeah.
They probably pay more.
We're pretty cheap, at least in the area.
Yeah. But, I mean, still, it's
going up.
But we have, you know this, New Jersey is the highest property tax in the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have the highest car insurance rate in the country. Because we have, I think, per capita, we have the most car accidents or whatever.
I was looking, when I was looking to buy this house, at one point I considered just getting a condo, two-bedroom condo.
Right.
You know what the taxes are on a two-bedroom condo around here?
I can only imagine.
It's like $4,000 a year. That's you don't even own land.
No. You don't even own land.
You don't own land. How are your taxes $4,000? You don't own any fucking land.
That's unfucking believable.
When I saw that, I was like, fuck that shit.
$4,000 for $2,000.
Yeah, plus you have to pay the association fee because, you know, they shovel 3 days after it fucking snows.
And that's not part, that's not part of the $4,000. That's the kicker.
No. Between real estate tax and the association fee, the tax...
Totally like five grand a year.
More than that. Yeah, it would have been more than the property taxes
on my house. What's the association fee?
Most places, at least $150.
$150?
Yeah, I used to pay $175.
Dude, I know people that pay $210. Mm.
That's fucking insane. Yep. Insane. What a ripoff.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Yeah, so if anything, that's why our gas is a little cheaper. Plus all the fucking square footage of the state.
Well, you know, I take the higher gas prices and pay $1,200 a year property tax, like, you know, most places pay on a basis like this.
Yeah. I mean, have you guys ever been to the Outer Banks?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes? Okay. Mm-hmm. You know those big-ass homes everyone likes to rent on the beach?
Mm-hmm.
You know the property taxes for them are a fraction of what they are here?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. And you could fit like 12 families in those houses. Yeah. You know? Yeah. It's like, it's unbelievable. It's unfucking believable. So if I ever like had a lot of money and I want to invest in property, I'd be investing down there because you can get tons of land.
Yep.
For a lot less than you could here.
Always tons of houses for sale down there.
Yep. A fucking sandbox in New Jersey is like $400,000 a year.
Yeah.
You know, it's ridiculous. That's true. It's fucking crazy, you know?
Yeah.
Plus you get sandworms, sand fleas. Yeah, it's sickening, man. It's just...
Well, I have a question real quick.
Yeah, go
ahead. When is it going to be who's going to be on the ticket? Like, when is this over? And they're, like...
At the convention, though.
When is that?
You mean like when it's finalized?
Is it like here's the Republican, here's the Democrat.
Well, one of them's in Philly.
Well,
right?
Well, the election is November, I believe.
Right.
Right. The final election between the two parties.
Right.
Okay. So I'm assuming that I got to think in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Or
like
a month,
when's it going to just come down to just
the
two?
It's before the summer for sure.
Okay.
I got to think it's by the end of this month, right?
I hope so.
Because they have to do their tours.
The Republican National Convention is July.
Fuck. And then when's the Democratic one?
Well, wait. The Republican...
That's when they announce
their... That's when they announce it, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And
well, the Democrats got to be right on the...
They're right at the same time.
Democratic National Convention.
It's got to be either right before or right after.
It is. It's right after.
Okay.
July 25th. As opposed to July 18th. So it's a week after. Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah.
This whole shit makes me sick.
Well, guess what? Right, you're not even going to know the fucking running mate that night.
Yeah, because then they wait fucking to like, tell you that, too.
I think, like, another week before they find out who the running mate is.
Like,
and then they have to do their tour of duty to try to get people to vote for them. They got to go around the whole country... And do more speeches, more shit you're going to see on the news, you know. I mean, Donald Trump, I don't know who he would have as his running mate.
I have no idea. I've tried to think of different people, and I have no fucking idea. And I don't think it'll be anybody that he's been running with. like we're running against, I guess, right
now. I heard
now.
Maybe his business partner, somebody.
Oh, great.
Another guy that's not a politician.
Great. Great. Well, look at the people that are backing Trump.
Yeah, but what
Sarah
I don't...
Palin, Ben Carson, they're idiots.
Yeah, they're both idiots. But the thing that pisses me off the most
and
about
all
of this...
And fat fuck from New Jersey, not me.
Christie's an asshole.
Oh, yeah.
Dick.
But, like, the thing that bothers me the most is that the Trump supporters and the people that love Trump so much and love this bullshit mockery of our government and the fact that we are become a reality show, essentially, are the same people that hate the Kardashians and hate the fact that they ruined our society and changed things. And, like, that's all that fucking Trump is doing, essentially, at the end of the day.
Right, but these dumb people don't see it yet.
But, like, how can they not realize that they drank the fucking Kool-Aid?
Because they're dumb. That's
like,
my point.
It just makes me so confused and sad.
Listen, I won $1,200 at Trump Marina. That doesn't mean I want to vote for the fucking
fuck
asshole.
No.
You know what I mean? I had a nice time at the roulette wheel that night, but that doesn't mean I'm going to vote for the cocksucker.
Yeah, anytime I've ever won big was in a fucking Trump casino.
Right, I'm just saying, you know, like, you know, yeah, I had many a fun night staying at certain hotel rooms in those buildings.
Exactly, and it's
but
the same.
I'm not voting for the guy.
Well, it's the same thing that everybody.
The turndown
always...
service sucks.
You're like bad bugs.
And fuck him with the whole Mexican. There's Mexicans cleaning my room. I don't know what the fuck he's
They're
talking
whatever.
About.
Mm-hmm. It's bullshit. But like at the end of the day, when he wants to sit there and say all this fucked up shit and be this way, and everybody wants to rally behind it and think it's so amazing. It's like, I like him because he reminds me of my Uncle John, and my Uncle John says what he feels, and it's like, but should your Uncle
your
John...
Your Uncle John's a racist.
Yeah, like...
yeah, guess what? That's fucking... A lot and of like, white people side with Trump because he's racist.
And, like, that's insane to me. Like, it's insane to me. All of this blows my fucking mind.
There's nothing. There's nothing wrong with wanting to keep illegal immigrants out of the country and having the ones that are in the country either deported
become
or become legal and pay taxes like everybody
but
else.
See, that's
but this cocksucker. I would build a wall. You're an idiot. You're a fucking retard.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Another empty promise. Let's say he could build the wall, and he does. We're the ones who're going to foot the bill for it.
Of course.
Yeah, Mexico's not paying
okay.
Shit.
Guess what? If he is successful in deporting all illegal immigrants, we are going to end up footing the bill for that. It's all going to come back on us. It's not going to be out of his pocket.
Yeah, when it comes down to it, okay, so the car wash I go to, there's a bunch of Mexicans that dry the car off when it comes out.
Yeah.
Okay? If you deport all them, because they're
shirts.
Definitely illegals. Yeah. If you deport all them and you get normal American citizens doing that job, they're going to have to pay them a normal wage, which means the price of the car wash goes up. So by deporting all these people, not only do we foot the bill of kicking them the fuck out, we're going to pay more for everything else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Señorita, why are you doing?
I mean, they do serve a purpose.
Yeah, they do. They make kick-ass tacos.
And listen, not for nothing, everybody always wants to say, oh, illegal immigrants are stealing our jobs and stuff. I've never met
They're not any- stealing jobs.
I've never applied for a job and lost it to somebody who's not
exactly.
in this country.
First of all,
never.
Let me just tell you how much bullshit that is. Have you ever seen a Mexican doing fries at McDonald's?
No.
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 Because they're not legal.
Right, because they can't get that job.
The jobs they're doing are the kind like
that you
construction
can do under
work.
The table.
Construction work need extra hands,
yeah.
You know, or like landscapers need extra hands.
Exactly.
My cousin hired an illegal. He owns a food truck. He delivers food to like delis and restaurants and shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's legal now, but when he hired him, he wasn't. He's you know it's been forever. The guy, like, he's now my cousin makes all this fucking money doing nothing, and his Mexican friend is driving the truck delivering and stuff. All he does is go around and make the collections. Yeah, but I mean, you know, not that many people would have done that job for nothing.
No, exactly.
You know, he's paying them pesos on the dollar.
Nita.
Look, I don't care about the people that are here. That are trying to work and trying to get their families, you know, to have good lives. That's fine. I mean, that's basically what my family did.
That's what majority of
Yeah, but your family did illegally, right?
Yeah. You know, but at the same time, you know, you're not going to be able to get every termite in the fucking house.
Right.
You know, you're just not. Eventually another one's going to come through and breed and whatever. But you just got to keep trying, do the best you can. I think so far it's been they've been doing pretty good at cracking down on illegals coming over. You know, they've done a better job than they have in a long time because of the whole terrorist threat and shit like that. They've been a little better with security.
Right.
But is that really our biggest fucking problem right now?
No, and the fact that, like, when I was looking on this on BuzzFeed and they were saying, they asked all the Trump supporters, like, what is the biggest problem in our country right now? And they, like, wrote it on pieces of paper. People said
pick their poison.
But they kept going. It was all about immigration. It went on and on about
immigration. Immigration is not why we have one of the worst educational systems in this country. Immigration is not why we pay the most taxes in other countries. Immigration is not why our fucking minimum wage sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It's not has nothing to do with immigration.
It has nothing to do with immigration.
Immigration is it pales in comparison to the real problems we all have. Listen, when it comes down to it, every person on this planet can only live if they have money. Unless you're a fucking Aborigine who was like born and raised in the fucking jungles and you can fend for yourself and get food and you don't have to worry about currency, great. Other than that, you need money. You need money. And there's people that have a lot of fucking money that no one's expecting them to give their money to other people. I don't expect that. But if you have people with, you know, listen, our fucking dollar has like, holds like no value
anymore. Zero.
It's paper at this fucking point. We don't have the currency to back up the actual paper that we have. You know that, right?
What is the worth of a dollar now?
We're going to, I don't know.
I'm going to look it up.
I have no idea. I'm just saying, like the money that the paper that's floating around the world right now, we don't have the gold to back it up. Just like banks, okay? Interest rate on banks, like whatever you get interest. It's the bank takes your money and invests it to get money back. You know, what happens if they all fail at the same fucking time? Boom. We're fucked. We're all fucked. The system is rigged. This whole system sucks. You know, there is no right and wrong anymore. We're all in the wrong. I mean, there's nothing we could do about it. Unless an asteroid hits Earth and we start from scratch. You
listen,
want to go to bed?
There's go to bed. There's an inflation calculator that I'm on right
go
now.
Go to bed, faggot.
Look, dude, you should see his face. He's like...
No, listen to this.
It's like slowly turning a gorilla.
So I can do inflation up to any year. I can start.
Your tits are big enough. Leave it alone.
I could start in 1913. Would you like me to start somewhere more recent?
I'm sorry. 1913?
Yeah, like what?
No, go ahead.
All right.
Are you going to do every single year?
Not every single year, but okay. I'll start.
Then we're all going to bed.
But listen, if in 1913 you purchase an item for $20, then with the inflation rates in this current year, that item would cost you $476.01. The inflation rate has gone up 2,295%.
Okay, now what was minimum wage in 1913?
I'm not sure.
Now
I'm sure it was like
a nickel.
It was probably
more than that.
And didn't people get paid nickels like for the day?
No.
All right, let me look it up.
Take your hat off, son. It's a dollar bill. It's beautiful.
Do they even have minimum wage?
We're waiting.
Oh.
Ooh.
Shit. It looks like the.
What are the statistics?
Okay, cool. There is a 1913.
Minimum wage was a banana.
Is he going to be like bartering?
Damn, you're slow as fuck.
Okay, this is okay. This was part of it. They declared 50 hours a week, 9 hours a day, 45-minute lunch breaks. The weekly wage would be $8.64.
Jesus,
how many hours they work?
50. But they had 45 minutes, so they worked.
Oh, but they had 45 minutes to, you know, pick up the shit.
So essentially it was like 40-hour week.
All right. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So for 40, you would work 40 hours. So.
And you make how much in a week?
$8.64 in an entire
Jesus.
Week.
That sucks. I've taken shits and made more money than that at work.
I actually shit more change than that in my lifetime.
Wow. $8.
I smell money.
But, like, the inflation rate is ridiculous.
Yeah. I was thinking about the minimum wage then and minimum wage now, going by what you just said about the inflation, seeing if it matches percentage-wise. Because I bet you it doesn't.
No, I'm sure it doesn't.
I bet you it doesn't. I bet you the inflation is a higher percentage than minimum wage.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Yeah. Well, if you go by that route, then obviously we're all going to be fucked at some point. You know what I mean? Like, you're not catching up money-wise with the inflation. It's getting harder and harder to buy shit. Then again, you look at 1913 and you look at today, there's a lot more options today of things to buy. You know,
yeah,
back
and
then,
people care about
back
more
then,
things now
what'd
than
you
they
get?
Did before.
Back then, all you got was milk, meat, and produce for right. food. Okay?
Well, like yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Today, we buy water. Water's free. It's the fucking lifeblood of this planet.
I know.
And we're buying it. Do you know why we're buying it?
Because we're idiots.
No, we're not idiots, because our fucking government won't clean the fucking water anymore. They used to. They won't do it anymore. And if they do, we got to pay more fucking money. And we are, by buying water. We're buying the water.
Yeah, look at Flint.
Look at Flint. They're right. Fucked. Yeah, they're fucked. Well, I think they're just trying to
survival to fittest.
I think they're thinning the herd over there.
With all
Flint,
the trash
Flint's
kind of
like
third Flint.
World at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
Jackie Moon's pissed.
There's a couple of towns in this country. That, you know, maybe Camden. They need to thin out.
They need to start there too. Yeah.
South Central.
Runnymede. Yeah.
I'm going to see how much the inflation went up over the past year.
What?
No, it hasn't.
What?
I'm putting it in years now. Like, bunches of difference of years.
Look, all I'm saying is it doesn't matter who you vote for. It's not going to matter, but the difference between voting for Trump as opposed to anybody else is Trump is going to be a severe fucking problem for us. The chances of us having, like, issues we really need to worry about, like war, like higher terrorism rate. If Trump's in office, that shit's bound to fucking happen.
Well, I mean,
Stay away from public transportation. That's all I'm telling you.
If Trump does win the nomination for the Republicans, you have to vote everybody else Democrat. Because if he gets in with a Democratic Senate, nothing's going to get done.
Yep. Well, it's like that
the
either way.
Right. It's like so either way. If you don't like any of the candidates, that's the smart move. You go Democratic president, Republican Senate, or vice versa, so you know nothing will get done over the next 4 years, and hopefully 4 years from now it's not a bunch of bullshit again.
Listen. You know how you guys talk, Marco, you and talk about you and Missy going up to, you know, do like Rob's show or whatever, going up to see Shannon.
Yeah, New York. Right. Yeah.
You guys, what do you do? Hop a train?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guess what? I ain't doing that. I'm driving.
You sure about that?
Yeah. You know what? I'll take my chance because he's not coming with me.
Well, you're
going to
get me pretzels.
No. Yeah. I don't care. No, I'd rather drive. Even if something happens there and I'm stuck.
Subway, man.
Why? What makes you TSA now all of a sudden?
I don't know.
How do you know? Why wouldn't it be perfect?
It's always I think the targets are so easy nowadays.
Think about things that
I'm surprised we haven't gotten hit with anything.
Okay, but exactly. So surprised. Think about things that could be done that haven't been done.
Yeah.
Easy shit.
Yeah.
You know, they want to blow up buildings or whatever, these idiots with these, you know, like before they knocked the towers down. They tried parking a van in the basement of one of the towers.
Parking garage, yeah.
Okay. They could have driven that van and stopped in the middle of the fucking Holland Tunnel. Imagine that shit.
Yeah.
The fucking water level will be a lot lower, I'll tell you that much, because it'd be flooding fucking both ways. But think about that shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time.
I don't even know how that hasn't happened yet.
It's only a matter of time. Right? Subways. It's easier to do that in a subway than it is in an airport now because airplanes have been hijacked. Airplanes have been, you know, whatever. they're high alert, but no one's spending money on the subway. And if they do, it's coming out of your pocket. I mean, this is our government, man. This is exactly, it's amazing. Everyone knocks on Canada. Oh, Canada sucks, this and that. Nobody even fucking knows they exist. I would rather be in that situation because they're happy. You know, yep. They have no problems up there.
They're keeping out of.
Well, they're not as greedy as us, too, it seems.
They're not, but I mean, yeah. That's what makes them, that's what makes, like, their country better than ours.
Yeah.
Is because there isn't, you know, people are happy, you know, being, you know, safe. You know what I mean? Like, you can carry a gun in Canada, but yet there's less fucking deaths, shooting deaths there than there is here.
Yeah.
Because people are fucking crazy here. You know? They get the same TV shows we get in Canada. It's not that they only have Canada TV. Yeah. Four channels.
hockey, and hockey. Snow.
Yeah, it's just, it's
curling.
Yeah, right. But it's crazy. It's like, you know, nobody fucks with them. There's nothing to do to them. They don't get hit with terrorists and shit like that. Nobody goes after them.
They mind their business.
Exactly. So you kind of start thinking at some point, maybe we get attacked because we stick our nose where it doesn't belong.
Exactly why we get attacked.
Okay. Well, you know, now we got to worry about ISIS, ISIL. Whatever the fuck. Stupid fucking names. You know what's funny? I know someone who named their cat ISIS, too.
I have
a couple years before ISIS, like, came out.
One of my friends...
How horrible is that?
One of my friend's sister's name is ISIS.
Nuh-uh. Mm. Well, that's just dumb on the parents'
part. No, she's, like, 19 years old.
You know what I'm saying? That's dumb on the parents' part for calling
ISIS.
Your daughter.
Egyptian queen.
Why would you give...
ISIS is an Egyptian queen.
Whatever. Are they Egyptian?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Never mind, man.
Well, fuck them. Tell them to go back to Egypt.
Deported.
They have pyramid titties?
Yes.
What's your name? ISIS. I'll bet that pussy is the bomb.
Yeah. I'm going to bomb that ass. That's fucking funny. ISIS. Oh, Jesus Christ. This is my brother, Al Qaeda.
What are we, Al Qaeda?
Yes. That's great. All right, let's get ready to get out of here.
Always end on a strong joke.
Got your balls, take a shit.
Oh, my God. All right, everybody, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Don't forget to go on iTunes, subscribe, leave us a nice review. We'll see you next week.
Will we?
Give it up.
Give
me
the loop.
Give me the loop. Give me the loop. Give me the loop. Give me the loop. Give me the loop. Give me the loop. Give me the loop. Give me the loop. Give me the loop. Give me the loop. Give me the loop. Give me the loop. Give me the loop. Give me the loop. Big up, it's a stick up, and I'm shooting niggas quick if you hiccup. Don't let me throw my clip up in your back and headpiece, the opposite of peace. Send him on to